This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the May 4th?
Yes. Third.
May 3rd. Edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio. You know the rest of the drill. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. My. We have a packed show tonight because we've got After Hours Quickie. We've got the matriarch of Montrose here. She's going to be talking about upcoming contest on Mother's Day. We've got Hatch waiting in the wings. We've got Gigi will be here to do whatever it is that Gigi does best. Mm-hmm. It will be a phone interview this evening, so I hear. So okay, we're looking forward to that. And perhaps the Colt 45s. Perhaps.
Well, they say Colt 45 on their badges.
They're pledges.
So it'll be another person we get to spank then tonight.
Oh.
We have a birthday boy.
Oh. Whose birthday? Whose birthday?
A very troublesome person.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, yes. My, yes. Yes, that boy can get you into trouble. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on in the community. It's that time of year, so let's get into it. Beginning later on today, which is Sunday, the May 4th, it's fiesta time celebrating Cinco de Mayo, hosted by Mr. Tony's Corner Pocket 2008, Cubby Christopher Prado. That's happening tonight at 7 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. That is directly benefiting the PWA Holiday Charities through ICOH.
We
range
do have a Colt 45
six.
Coming.
We do.
Is he coming or breathing hard?
No, I see him out there. Mm-hmm, good. Oh. And also, earlier, before that, you should go to Tony's Corner Pocket earlier, like about 3, because the Houston Area Bears is having their monthly beer fest. That's 3 to 7 p.m., and that's at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West.
Gray.
Dallas. Yeah, it makes a big difference. Let's see. Some of the stuff going on with...
This file's called KPFT Rear.
Rear. Oh, my. Well, that's perfect for this show, isn't it? Here we go. Stuff going on with the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star.
Inc. Houston.
Inc., right. Earlier this evening, was the Barry birthday show hosted by Lillian Devereaux at Tony's Corner Pocket. And the bears were there. They were selling bears. They had a bear auction. Uh-huh. And it was stuffed bears. But the presenters kind of went with it. So they were pulling in some pretty good bucks there.
They were selling by the pound, weren't they?
Ooh, were they? Yeah, yeah. Whew. It was hot. It was very hot. Tonight, Hoedown, hosted by Falcon at the Brazos River Bottom at 8 p.m.
Because when you think of a hoe, you got to think of her.
A Falcon. Well, I did not see him. I saw his other half at Tony's this evening. But Falcon was probably practicing for his Hoedown. So then on May the 9th, Small, Tall, and Everything in Between, hosted by Crystal Ray Lee Love and John Paul at George Country Sports Bar at 9 p.m. On the 10th, Timeless, hosted by Craven Moorhead at EJ's at 7 p.m. And then on the 11th, the Mother's Day Show, hosted by Queen Mothers, Dee Dee DeMarco, and Selena St. John at the Brazos River Bottom at 8 p.m. And there's others for later in the month, but we'll get to them when the time comes.
The month comes.
Yes, that's right. Well, the month has come. It is here. And on the ICOH calendar, every Wednesday night is the Midweek Madness show at EJ's at around 8:30 to 9:30, somewhere in between. And on the Friday, May the 9th, ICOH is sponsoring Dirty Little Secrets, hosted by the hosted by Her Most Imperial Majesty Gemini Empress Rose, 8:30 p.m. at EJ's. See and hear shocking truths. It's an ICOH Rain 6 fundraiser for Baring Omega Dental Clinic and Omega House. Entertainment, prizes, and lots of surprises. Then...
pull the door shut. They're being noisy.
Yes. Yes. Then on the 10th, they're showing Bad Ballads show hosted by Rose at Tony's at 8:30 p.m. And then we'll save the rest for later in the month. And Mr. Tony's Corner Pocket has given me posters for all his shows through July. So we're going to be able to do that because, you know, tonight he's doing the Cinco de Mayo show at Tony's Corner Pocket. And what do you have over there?
Also at Tony's Corner Pocket on Wednesdays at 9 p.m., Tony's Corner Pocket presents Tony's Corner Divas feature featuring Lillian Devereaux, Anne-Marie Gill, Selena St. John, Marsha Mink Gill, and Regina Dane.
I forgot to give these to you. Sorry.
Yeah. I know you're sorry. Now apologize. Oh. Hey, I work in Tomball. Those are the bad jokes I have to deal with. Free dance lessons every Thursday from 8 to 10:30 at the BRB, Brazos River Bottom at 2400 Brazos. No partners required. On the 8th, you can do line dance, and couples, low, and two-stepping. For more information, go to southerncountryhouston.com.
Yeah, Southern Country really does a lot for the community, so I'm really proud to be able to promote anything that those folks do.
The Stella Link Seville Pride Pageant 2008 has been announced. They'll be doing 2008 Ms. Mr. Ms. Gay Pride Houston. The event will be at the BRB on May 25th, with the contest beginning at 7 p.m. Candidates must have applications turned in before 6 p.m. It's with great pride the Board of Directors of the Stella Link Seville Pride Pageant is pleased to announce this year's beneficiary will be the Montrose Counseling Center's Capital Campaign. The Board has made a commitment to raise $5,000 towards the Capital Campaign, which allows them to name a room at the Counseling Center in honor of Pride Pageant founder Miss Stella Link Seville. WIP Society 10th Anniversary Run. I'm coming to steal. Will be on May 25th. It's a pansexual leather Levi BDSM fetish legal adult entertainment and social club since 1998. You can go to whipsociety.net, WIPSOCIETY, for tickets. They will be hanging their new colors at Tony's Corner Pocket. It starts off at Mary's, naturally, from 10 to 1 for a brunch and drink specials, and then they head over in the evening to Tony's Corner Pocket for dinner and receptions for the hanging of the colors. Can you dig it? Hustle down to Funky Town, the 16th annual Hatch Alternative Prom, which we'll be talking about in a little bit with the Hatch group, will be held on Friday, June 13th. If you are 13 to 20, the prom is free. Anyone over 21 who wasn't able to attend his or her own prom, or anyone who would like a chance to do it over again, can come for a donation. For more information, you can go to hatchyouth.com, I believe. I forget. They'll tell us that.
What?
I don't know. The Vagina Monologues with a Unique Twist will be at Theater New West. Oops. Theater New West It's a featuring Carmen, Stacey Colt Meyer, Julie Christie Oliver, Jasmine Pierce, Jennifer Renee Poole, and George's Zemeckis. It's a transgendered version of the Vagina Monologues, and that will be taking place
May the 9th.
Fridays and Saturdays, May 9th through the 31st. There'll be a special performance on Thursday the 8th, benefiting the Montrose Counseling Center. And the final event, the final thing I got here is Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History, Inc. will be holding a fiesta. The Peanut Gallery's talking, so I'm hearing stuff.
Oh,
your mic's on.
Oh, I did not know that.
Now you do. So watch him. He's planning.
Yeah, he's making those funny sounds.
I just did the fiesta sound.
It's on Saturday. Saturday, May 10th at the Peacock International. Starting at 8 p.m. Music will be taken at 7:30. All community entertainers are welcome to participate, I guess.
Now, the Peacock International is across Fairview from the Ripcord, actually. It's the old paradise. It's
old paradise, old Boudreaux's, the old
Boudreaux's. That's what it started out as. Yeah,
the old wrinkle room. The old new wrinkle room.
Careful, careful. Be very careful.
Yes, mommy.
Really. Anyway, let's get on with it over here because we've got Hatch waiting in the wings. We've got the Colt 45s here. And this is the regular night for the Colt 45s. I was halfway expecting Boo Boo and Dennis also.
They were threatened. I mean, they said they would come down, but I know that they've been out and about busy today.
Yes, I know. I was out and about with them this evening over at Tony's. Yeah, at the Bear Show.
In fact, I just missed a phone.
Ah, calling to say that they have crossed over and.
No, actually, we've been very good boys. It's been a very busy week.
Has it?
And because being one of those organizations, we have a lot of irons in the fire. No, we were.
And we have cult pledges with us.
We're beneficiaries of the weekend bingo. At the BRB.
That's right, yes, on Saturdays.
So that means, you'd have to get up in the middle of the night to go.
Well, I know, that would be really tough on me.
Yes, there are two cult pledges with clean badges without ketchup. That's just wrong.
Well, you're not working them hard enough.
The badges or the...
Well.
And they'll introduce themselves because, you know what? You know, I know your name, but I keep forgetting your real name.
Mike.
Mike? Are you Mike? I've been calling you Jimmy all this time.
See?
Oh, you're talking to him. Anyway, I don't want to waste all your time. We have...
It's never a waste
Skip
with you,
and
Daddy.
Mike, who are pledges of the Colt 45s. Yes. But in...
By the way, who are you?
Me? Who am I?
Mr. Stephen Bunch is here.
Well, you can call me Mr. or you can call me RJ. My name is Stephen Bunch.
Yes.
This year's first president of the Colt 45.
We have a second one?
Well, you never know. I was any organization, I always like to refer to anybody like that. It's a long year.
Okay. Gigi is here, so we have a second segment.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And I have the number. Okay. Yes. Did I interrupt you?
Oh, no. I just had sound effects.
Yeah, thank you so very little for that.
For those of you scoring your home, or even if you're alone. But also,
that was the last show.
Oh, is
hot,
that what
Hot and Bothered about? We're talking about masturbation.
Oh, it's in the middle of the night. So I'll say this real quick.
Oh, why not?
Not only are we beneficiaries of the bingo, if you want to have
really
good
fabulous.
Fun and some fabulous fun, join Robert Harwood on Saturdays at the BRB. Have some nice libations and some snacks and some bingo fun.
2 to 4 p.m. Yeah.
And the Colt 45's Age of Trouble Fund is a beneficiary of that, and we thank them very much. Mm-hmm. As well as we'd like to thank our friends at the BRB, Southern Country Houston, for the fabulous time that they not only showed us, but they showed a lot of other people. back in.
Those boys can show you a good time.
You know, they're boot scooting little Mike, the president of Southern Country Houston. Sorry about that. And Aaron, the vice president, and Evie and Carol, and I get those two mixed up. I don't know what their titles are.
I don't know.
And there's a lot of other fun people. We've had a nice, boy, I don't want to jinx it. It's a nice unified season of fun with the Colt 45s, mm-hmm. and a lot of groups. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of fun time with Mint Julep today. But we also have, speaking of wrinkles, the Colt 45's 32nd anniversary, June 8th, 2008, 8 p.m. at the BRB.
No kidding.
We'll have our food, our show.
32
years without a fight.
Wow, you don't look that old.
I don't look 32?
No.
Okay, thank you.
32nd anniversary, June the 8th, 2008. Are there any original members around?
You know, there are two that I've managed to speak to, mm-hmm. as well as I've been lucky enough in the past to actually meet and talk to Mr. Heppner. I don't want to say the whole name, but Mr. Heppner's daughter,
mm-hmm.
who was one of the original founding members.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky enough to meet one of the members, Richard, he declined to be a founding member because he wanted to actually be the first member so he could be more special that way. So you get to meet a lot of nice people. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And with a lot of organizations that tell you, they won't come up and tell you sometimes what they did before. And there's the lovely Jim Moore down at the BRB. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been there, the man in the big hat.
Yeah.
Who I love. We're starting the Big Hat Society.
Ooh. Ooh.
But enough about me. Special people. Skip, who's also a pledge for the Colt 45s, as well as Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Mike? Yep. See, I know him as Yorkie. But that's when I'm mostly sober.
Yeah.
He blew our cover, huh?
And they're here also because they have a special something coming up in May. May's a fabulous time. So
we do have another guest here. We have the matriarch of Montrose, Morgan Fairview, is here. And Morgan's going to talk to us about the matriarch of Montrose pageant.
We are so excited about this. We are kicking off a whole new era.
Yes. This town's big enough for lots of pageants.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What I like about this type of thing is that it's a camp title.
It's a camp title, but it's also a fundraiser.
That's right. And that's the good part about it. You just can't have too many fundraisers.
No, and we have chosen our first year mm-hmm. as our beneficiary, Bearing Support Network.
Okay.
I think a lot of people...
You're familiar with that.
I am familiar with it. I have also been a member of the group
mm-hmm.
For a few years. And they do a wonderful job over there as far as counseling, free counseling to people
mm-hmm.
With HIV and AIDS. And they have several different programs. People who have... lovers and or partners of some sort or parent of somebody with HIV. So you don't have to have HIV to belong to their group. There's just programs for everybody over there. It's understanding HIV. It's, you know, like they say, if your partner is HIV positive, so are you in one way or another.
Sure.
They may have it, but you're living with
it. Sure.
And they do a wonderful job over there. They need our help. They have their rummage sales twice a year, but the funding comes from good people that will get out there and do something for them.
You bet.
And so that's what we're going to do this first time around with the Matriarch of Montrose 2008. Will be at EJ's on May 11th
mm-hmm.
at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We obviously are a spinoff of Mother of Montrose, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Our difference is going to be that we're going to crown two people. We're going to crown the matriarch, and we're going to crown the first runner-up. Also, as a perk for this, whoever wins this competition will be riding in the... Pride Parade this year.
Wow.
As well. Unlike me, who last year, even though I was a title holder, stood by the side of the road and waved at people as they went by me.
But we had a good
this
time.
Year we're going to do them right. We're going to do them right. We're going to put them on a float, or we're going to put them in a car, whatever, but they're going to ride down the street and wave and throw beads and whatever else they're going to do. So
fabulous.
We're real, real, real excited about this. We're also working on a patriarch of Montrose.
Okay.
And for the men, we're not going to leave that out. And this competition, May 11th,
mm-hmm.
I like to say it's open to all females of all genders.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all you have to do is have a dress on.
That's it. That's it.
Or we don't care what's nice, underneath it.
Or a nice pantsuit if you want to.
Oh, I see.
Come
okay.
as Hillary. You know. So
or
pantsuits are in now. You know. So Hillary can wear them. We can all wear them.
Okay.
So anyway, that's my exciting news. I'm real. Like I said, I'm.
And this is the first, so it's...
This
it's
is the first thing, so this is our baby.
Okay.
And we're looking for a good turnout there. This is not going to be an in-and-out thing, obviously.
Excuse me?
But we're going to start at 5 o'clock, and I hate... Yes, I'm so sorry I used that term. I have a feeling this is going to run a little longer than 30 minutes or 45 minutes like they have in the past. So,
are you going to do this out on the...
No. This is going to be inside. This is going to be the stage is all going to be decorated
okay.
up, and the you know the flowers and the whole. This is a real pageant we're going to do.
Wow, good.
Yeah, we're going to try to pull all the stops out on this one here. So we're really looking for a good turnout and a good time.
Very
we're going
nice.
To do things like 50-50s.
Oh
and,
yeah,
you know whatever it's going to take.
Yeah.
We also found out tonight that we may, I'm not real positive on this, but the offer was made for one of the masseuses in town to bring
Ooh.
Their table and do massages, probably out on the patio.
Oh, well, you know what that means. No happy ending.
And all money, all money will go to the fine folks at Bering.
Always a happy
guys,
ending,
guys
no matter
being,
how it comes out.
There you
Why
are.
Are you being dirty? This is
this
so
is
clean.
Not dirty.
This is so clean, and you guys have filthy minds.
Yes, we do.
It's
yes.
like a buffet in here. You've got the vodka and Diet Coke. I'm sorry, just the Diet Coke.
Well, you know what we need? Coffee. We need some of those big men brownies, but I don't see any around here.
Oh.
I just happen to have one.
What? No, I don't want the one you got in your wallet.
Let's call CCAM, see if they have any.
I don't want that one you stuck in your wallet last year.
We should have given some to GCAM so that a year from now when we're hungry.
Yeah, see.
Is this the display window
nice.
For that?
That's the newsroom.
Oh, I thought that was the display for GCAM.
No.
Oh. I saw a few old crustaceans in there, and I thought they might have been someone I knew.
That would be the board.
Well, we're pretty crusty, but...
Oh, jeez.
You know, this could be really a lot of fun.
I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be really nice. Ed is real excited, the owner of EJ's.
Sure.
Ed has been gracious enough to let us have that there and burn his electricity and use his DJ. And
That's right, because he always provides the DJ.
Exactly.
For these things.
And at no cost to us.
Yes.
And so we're real appreciative of his help.
Great. Great, that's fabulous.
Yep.
Matriarch of Montrose.
Matriarch. So, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be 50 and above.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. And you're going to have, like, crowns and everything, huh?
Have who?
You're going to have, like, a crown for the winner and everything?
Oh, yeah, I thought you said clowns. I'm old.
Well, I'll be.
I'm old, okay?
She already has her
I'll
crown.
I'll be there, so, you know, you'll have...
Yes,
no, you won't.
We're going to crown...
No, that's right. Yes, I will. I'll be back by the time to... For this.
That's why tonight was special, because this is one of the four times a year that Jimmy actually is on the radio. I know he's on vacation, 46 weeks a year?
Well, you see, that is the same weekend as the PWA campout. And I love going to the PWA campout, and especially considering that I hate anywhere where I can't see concrete. But that is so much fun. I would not miss it. But it's over, you know, noonish on Sunday, and so we'll be back in time to do this.
Well, you're camping in Winnebago anyway, aren't you?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
That's why I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't do the tent thing.
No. Tents are out.
No.
So
and besides, tents are good.
Up there and, you know, at Buzzard Peak, you know, there's running water and, you know, showers and full kitchen and walk-in cooler and, you know, people to cook for you. And
sounds like the Marriott.
It's great. Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. It's just that it's outside.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
and the Colts will be up. Colts will be up there on Saturday at noon to serve lunch.
I'm really hoping
they're going to have their weenies and beans hanging out for us.
we're probably going to have a fairly big, like I said, a fairly big turnout for this thing.
Yes.
And also, I understand the crew may show up.
Really?
Which is going to be nice.
Of Olympus?
Yes. What did you think I was talking about? Somebody off a cruise ship?
You never know.
The Russian army or something?
Yes, great.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes. Wouldn't it ever?
I know a word from our sponsors.
Group Olympus.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
This is the...
Well, we think, we're pretty sure we've got one of their members that's going to be running in this show. So,
wow.
You know, that's going to bring out
that'll
people,
bring them
so.
Out. Yeah, that'll
So we're
bring
pretty
them
happy
out.
About that. Yeah. So.
And the nice thing about a contest is you never know who's going to run.
Yeah,
that's right. Sometimes... It's who you don't know.
Yeah,
that surprises the heck out of you more than it does the people that you think are going to run for
that one of the contestants. Wouldn't be you, would it?
No, not me.
Oh. No.
You know, I can't appear in a skirt other than KPFD After Hours 90.1 Radio listens to you. That's the only time I appear in a skirt.
And he's only done it
Playboy
once.
Bunny Reject Show Number One.
He has only
those
done
were
it
hot
pants because.
Okay.
Because he's afraid of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's afraid to wear his kilt up
the
here
bulletproof
anymore.
Glass actually bowed. And they had to sandblast the imprint off the other side. So it wasn't a pretty sight.
No.
What was that show we were just at a couple nights ago? Which one was that? The one you sang in?
Did I sing?
You certainly did.
That was...
You certainly did.
That was the one...
Yes.
They're all above.
That Broadway show or something we just did.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was Chorus Line.
Chorus Line.
Space City Empire.
Oh, my
Chorus
God. Line. If the people haven't heard Stephen Bunch sing, they have really missed out.
Yes, they have.
He's got a great voice.
A couple of other ditties.
He was Neil Diamond.
He won... Yes.
And I was really mad because upstairs I had my red scarf and everything. I forgot it.
Oh, next man.
Next time I've got the jumpsuit.
You had the collar done and
I had the little scarf.
That's right.
I left my scarf upstairs.
And two notes and I knew it was Neil.
Exactly.
Okay.
I just wanted to send him flowers and, you know. Oh, wait, that's the other song. That's right. Okay. But yes, he's very good. If you've not heard him sing and he's doing a show, by all means, get out there and see him.
That's right.
The only one I can't do is crack on Rosie for obvious reasons.
Yeah, wrong, of course. Okay, well, I want to thank the Colts for devoting some of their time to the Matriarch of Montrose.
Or anytime, hands across water, hands across the sea.
Yeah, there we go. And good luck. I'll be there. I'll be cheering on whoever runs because it's going to be fun and campy and just, I just can't wait to find out who's the new matriarch.
Me either. I was going to entitle this show Don't Call Me Mama Anymore, but...
Because throw mama from the train has already been done.
That's right. It's already been taken.
Or under the train.
Under the train.
Bus.
Whatever.
Okay.
But I'll be so happy to officially step down and be done with this and move on to something else.
We've got the Hatch folks waiting in the wings. And earlier today, the Houston Area Bears did a car wash.
Car wash.
For the Hatch group. So, we've got a little something that the Bears are doing. I think proceeds are going to the Hatch Group too for this.
I believe Hatch is the beneficiary
of the
Bears events this year.
Oh well, okay. So let's promote whatever the Bears are doing.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive Bear Watch 9 booty camp training, you will be a bear. But until that day. You are Brazilian mountain goats.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Comer File, tell the rest of these worthless untrained goats how they can join our merry little booty camp in Galveston, Texas.
Sir, yes, sir.
golly, come join our platoon May 16th to 18th in Galveston, Texas for Bear Watch 9 Booty Camp. You can find more information at our online recruiting station, www.bearwatch.net. You can register and get all your questions answered there.
Get online and get registered now at www.bearwatch.net. I want to see each of you in my platoon for basic bear training May 16th through 18th in Galveston, Texas.
Sir, yes, sir.
They're on their way. So let's...
Brandon.
Yeah, this is what happens when I listen to Jimmy and didn't have anything prepared. So we'll just play this and...
Change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know and I'll be around. You got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try.
Erasure with Take a Chance on Me from their ABBA-esque CD. Because I needed a little bit of filler.
Yes, exactly.
So, it's time now for the Hatch segment. So, it's all yours.
Okay. Hi, I'm Josh, and I have a new lovely co-host with me today, and she wants to introduce herself.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth, and I was forced to come here. No, I'm a hatchling. I guess I'm a new hatchling, and I'm here with Josh because, you know, I had nothing else to do.
See, what you can't see is the handcuffs and that she's tied to the chair, and basically we have cue cards for her.
Absolutely.
Yes. Today we wanted to talk about relationships and how basically everybody has a relationship, whether it be a romantic relationship,
right,
or a friendship, or a family relationship. Either way, it's still a relationship.
Right.
Some of the ways that that relationships can be handled with or be dealt with is basically talking to the other person or other things like that.
Well, when being in a relationship, you need to keep communication.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't have communication, whether it be a relationship with someone you're intimate with or just, you know, your friends or your family, you have to keep communication.
Yes, exactly. Because if you don't keep communication, then how is the other person going to feel? It's like...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And so it's just been kind of a hectic week, but if...
Yeah.
But everybody has a relationship in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, whether it be a romantic relationship
or
a friendship, I think every relationship, it has its good points and its bad points. But still, we learn from those good points and we try to draw from them.
Yeah, well, I don't like it when people get into either a romantic relationship or a friendship and then one bad thing happens and everything's over. I mean, if you have a friend and you disagree with them in something, you don't end your friendship over a, you know, minor disagreement or a minor issue with somebody.
Yes, exactly. I know with us being GLBT,
That can be an issue as well.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's not a minor issue though.
Yes, but
it can be minor and it can be major. And
yes,
that issue depends on whether or not your friends are receptive to that or not.
You know, that's been one of the criticisms of not having gay marriage, is that you can be in a long-term relationship with somebody, and if you're not married, if there is something that comes up that causes a disagreement or a misunderstanding, then there's nothing formally tying you together,
right,
so mm-hmm. that it makes it easier to break up.
Right.
Yes, exactly. But what if you have a kid and the car and the house and
yeah, then there's all those financial
exactly.
responsibilities. You know, either one's been supporting the other, or you have a kid or a car, like you said.
Yes, exactly.
You have those responsibilities that makes it harder. But
yes, but. But I think no matter what type of relationship you have, which most people have friendship and family members that they can rely on.
Right.
But sometimes
you don't have that.
You don't have that
right.
system. You don't
right.
have that support. That.
Well,
that
my mom
needs.
Didn't when she was a kid. She didn't have like the parents or a lot of the friends and stuff like that. And both my mom and my dad come from families where they don't really talk to their families and
mm-hmm.
they don't have a lot of friends and that kind of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
you have to have that support system. And we built ours when we moved here.
Yes, exactly.
So there's family and then there's people you make your family.
Yes, exactly.
And those are relationships. And you know, we've had disagreements with our family that we built here and everything, but you don't just end that over a small disagreement.
Everyone has disagreements.
Oh yeah. That you cannot have a friendship that's not going to eventually have a disagreement.
Be like, one day, Elizabeth, our friendship shall have a disagreement. No. But as of right now, it's just a bed of roses.
yes, well.
But one day it shall happen.
One day.
But I think we should cherish our relationships.
Yeah, every relationship should be not, you know, not under...
Not
that word?
Underappreciated. Yeah, like,
every relationship, you should appreciate every relationship.
Exactly.
Whether it be someone you talk to long distance, short term, you know, you have, you know, the texting back and forth,
yes,
or
exactly.
whether it be somebody you see every day.
I have a question for the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
What are your expectations being a lesbian and being a gay man? I'm assuming that's what we have here.
Yes.
What are your expectations moving forward in your life regarding a long-term relationship with somebody that you love?
Well,
you go first. You go first.
Okay. Well, for me, it's more about an emotional connection.
Right.
The person that I'm dating now, I'm dating a woman, and I am a gay man, but it's a complicated relationship. It's a complicated relationship, mm-hmm. because she's transitioning to become a woman.
Right.
And so while I support her and I tell her that I care for her very deeply, I tell her that at one point when you want to have the surgery, I'm like, I'd love to be your friend, but I can't be your partner anymore.
Oh, wow.
There's a point where he can't cross that line.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know that boundary until you get there.
I mean, yes,
you could
exactly.
be as far into that relationship. A friend of mine, she said she'd never be in a relationship with a man, ever. And then she met this guy. She had a great relationship as a friend with him. And then they ended up saying, you know, we can cross that boundary. We are at that point where we're really great friends. We're really great people together. And I love you in that way now. Mm-hmm. It took me time, but...
Wow, you know, I think that's really interesting because, you know, you hear people speak in the abstract that mm-hmm. I love the person or I can fall in love with the person regardless of what they are or what they're
yes.
not.
Yes, exactly. Right.
But I think that there's a flaw in that. I mean, ideally, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great concept.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's just something biological about an attraction, whether you're straight, whether you're
right.
gay, whether you're bi,
yeah, yes.
that if you're gay...
There's that attraction, there's that shift in attraction where
yes, yes.
you're attracted to the person, but then you're not attracted sexually to the
you
person.
Know, yeah, I think that's right. Yes, I think I can have a really close relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could be
well, there's
soulmates
a lot of people
to
who
a
have
certain
that,
degree.
That relationship.
Right,
yes,
but
exactly.
but I, no matter how close we were, I don't think it would be to the point where I would want that to be my partner.
You couldn't cross
yes,
that last
yes. I
boundary.
I don't think I could.
She was in a relationship with him for... They were friends for several years. I mean, going through his bad relationships with his girlfriends, going through her bad relationship mm-hmm. with her girlfriends. And they got to a point where they became attracted to each other, and it wasn't something they thought would happen ever.
Wow. You know, I think most people...
They're married and have a kid now.
Yes, that's
yeah.
great. You know, I think most people fall somewhere... in the middle when you talk about the Kinsey Six, you know,
right.
how gay or how straight are you?
Right.
I think most people are not.
Well, a friend of mine explained it as
six.
As you know, those Chinese fans where you open it up and you have all the different sections in between.
Yes, yes.
You know, and there's all sorts of different levels of where you are and where you're not.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So she was 98 points, you know, 98% in there, and she ended up falling in love with him, and yeah, so there's all different
story.
Types of.
Yes.
But now that brings us back to your situation.
Yes,
yes. Because
which I think is, and I'm not meaning to be glib, but I think it's a fascinating situation.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because we, okay, let me tell you the story of how we met. I was last Saturday, basically, I went to the Transgender Unity Banquet, and I was sitting there, and I noticed this woman across the table.
This is a very new relationship.
It's a very new relationship.
They haven't figured everything out.
We're talking
out
days.
Yet.
Okay.
This is a very new relationship
for him.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We're talking a couple days.
He doesn't know how he truly
okay,
feels.
Okay, okay.
Yes, yes. But I have a feeling that I could get in. Intimate mm-hmm. with her and everything along those lines, but I think if she had the surgery, then I might not find her sexually attractive, but at the same time, I love her as a person. She's very fascinating. We have a lot in common, but you never know. People can go without sex for a long period of time. It doesn't, and I consider myself not a sexual being, so I might.
Every person is, no matter whether
yes,
they consider
yes.
themselves or
I used
or
to
not.
Say that about
exactly.
myself, but that was when I was coming to terms with being gay. And
right.
I wasn't
yes.
rated it. You
well,
seem
that,
to be very comfortable
me.
With
I,
that.
Yes. I am 18 years old, and I have never really been sexually active.
Yes.
Because I was coming to terms with who I was and not being attracted to guys. And
yes,
right.
I was always attracted to my friends and stuff like that, and you know, the girls and everything. And I always, you know, I was considered it being weird, and I knew that, you know, maybe, but I was too scared personally
yeah,
to
yeah.
say anything. But I mean, every person is a sexual sexually.
Yes, I know. But
being, you can't say you're not.
Right. I'm not as sexual as some other people.
It's not your whole, you know.
Yeah,
your whole existence.
Yeah,
right?
For me,
you're not one of those guys that every 6 seconds thinks about sex.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Because I have friends tell me all the time, they're like, well, you're a woman trapped in a man's body, and I'm like,
yeah, my dad uses that explanation as well.
I'm like, I guess so. but it's all cool because the person that I'm dating now, we've started talking and everything, and so in the beginning I wasn't sure if I wanted to enter into a relationship because I had just gotten out of a relationship like last week. And early last week, and so basically I was like, I'm not sure about entering into a relationship right now. I'm like, I need to concentrate on myself. And so basically I saw her at the banquet and we started talking, and so basically I got to get to know a little bit more about her, and so I don't know how, but it seemed like we had a little spark there. And so basically we talked and we texted for a while, and so we basically started talking to each other, and I was like, she asked me to be in a relationship with her, and in the beginning I was like, no, I can't be.
Does she identify as a woman now?
Yes, she does. Right now I'm the first relationship that she's ever been identified as a woman in the relationship.
How does she feel about you being a gay man?
I think she's okay with it because she's
pretty cool with it. We've talked.
Yeah,
she seems pretty cool with it.
Because before she was a gay male, and now she's just transitioning.
Right.
But she's not exactly gay. She's bisexual. But
she runs in those fluid boundaries of,
yes,
you know, where who you're attracted to,
yes,
and, you know,
yes,
all that stuff.
But that's just a fact of life. Everybody,
right, yeah,
everybody has their own attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that bisexuality is wrong in any
There's that certain percentage of America who is attracted to either
exactly.
man or woman. They don't care.
It's their thing. Yes, because some people, they think when you mention bisexuality, they mean a man or a woman dating a man and a woman at the same time.
Some people think of that.
And I'm like,
I have a friend in California. She is currently been in a relationship for 2 years with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And she was married before. She has a son. But for most of her younger years as teenagers into college, she was with a woman, and she was very happy, and she and her current have issues with her because sometimes she likes to flirt a little more than she should. but he does too, so it's not a, you know, that,
yes,
big of a thing.
Yes, exactly.
It's just you know, she's in a relationship with a man, she's in that relationship.
Yes, exactly.
There's misconceptions all over the
place.
Yes,
some people they think that bisexual people are just, it's a misconception that bisexual people,
right,
just want everybody. It's not,
right,
it's not like gay people just want every man.
It's not
every
like they're sitting in a bar going, I'll have her and him and her.
Yes,
know?
exactly.
Or, you know, maybe it is, you know.
Yes,
that depends.
Yes,
it depends on the person. It's all on the person and who they are and who
I know
they
a
is.
Lot of people think bisexuals, it's a transitional stage between either you're gay or lesbian.
I went through that when I was first considering being a lesbian. Wow, I said that on radio. sorry, I'm very new. I just came out this year to my parents and to my friends and everything. So.
How'd that go?
Well, my dad's known for about 4 years.
Oh, okay.
he always like every, what, there's a National Coming Out Day. Is that,
yeah, yes? Yes.
Every year he would come to me and ask me if I had anything to ask. Tell him.
Really?
And I didn't know. I thought he went to my sister as well, just as a joke. And I didn't know that he was seriously sitting down with me and asking me what I had to say. I'm going, no, I was too scared and confused.
Did you associate it with National Coming Out Day when he was asking you? I mean, did you know that's what he was asking?
No, I would find out later. Mm. And last year he told me the day. He told me what it was.
Wow.
My mom was a little confused because I had tried to have a relationship last year with a guy.
Yes.
And it was originally, we were both here in Houston, and then he moved away. Mm-hmm. He went to college. So it was very confusing for me, and I wasn't I couldn't figure out why he, you know, he was this great guy. He was a fantastic friend, but I wasn't sexually attracted to him.
Right.
Yeah. And I couldn't, I knew, when I was a kid, when I was young, you know, we're all experimenting, we're young teenagers and everything, I had, you know, made out with a couple of girls, and I didn't, like, I didn't associate that. I didn't, like, completely understand, because I was very sheltered. But when I came out to my mom, she was very confused. She didn't want to immediately, she didn't know what to say. She didn't know how to, you know, how to react. My dad was just sitting there going, yeah, I knew this. This is nothing new. This is, you know, I was just waiting for you to be comfortable. And I thought that they had talked about it, you know.
I thought,
you know, maybe my mom knew, but she didn't. And I was sitting there going, wow, this is confusing for me, but okay. And she took some time to get used to it. It was more hard on her that I wasn't comfortable enough when I was younger to tell her about it.
Oh, well, gosh, that's such a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it's the whole, when you tell your parents, it's permanent. It's not something
you want
to go back on. When you tell your mom and your dad or your aunt and your uncle or your sister,
you know,
everything, it's something permanent.
It's hard enough to tell friends you have.
Exactly.
That know you as being straight or at least don't know you as being gay.
Being gay, right.
But it's a whole other thing to tell your parents.
Yeah, it's a completely scary thing to tell your parents. Because I was sitting there. I took them out to dinner on Valentine's Day. Because I wanted to sit them down and actually tell them. My sister's known for a couple of months. And, you know, everything, like, last year, I think, is when I told her. Late last year, like November, December. So I sat my parents down. And I was sitting there. I said to my mom, I was very scared. I was, you know, I don't know why I was scared. But I was, and my sister hit me in the shin. It's like, tell them now before dinner gets here, before we start eating and it becomes too complicated. And I sat there and said, Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. And my mom goes, jokingly, you're gay. And I'm sitting here going, okay, this gets more complicated now. Yes. You know, it's not something you want to have somebody blurt out and jokingly, you know, and you can tell she was joking. And so... we sat there for about, I don't know, 20 minutes, you know, pretty quiet, she was trying to figure out what to say. My dad's just, you know, what's new?
Right.
What's new? I was always the sports kid, and I never wore dresses or anything like that. So yeah. I guess he kind of associated that, but after that, it became pretty cool. My parents are really great and supportive, and my dad found Hatch for me, and he said, go. You know, associate with people who are going through the same stuff as you.
Oh, that's great.
I need water. I'm going to steal some of Josh's water. I don't have germs. Do you have germs?
No, I'm saying. But, it, yeah, it's like, very questionable.
I forgot my water.
It's like, is that malaria in there now? No, I'm playing. Yes, but it's all difficult for all of us because,
right.
but still, being part of our community, it's still if you look at the national facts or records. I get them confused.
Whatever.
Still, every one out of every four child who tells their parents that they're part of
our
community,
they're going to have an issue.
They either get thrown out of the house or it's a major issue with their family.
Yeah, my friend, when we were about 13, 14 years old, she came out to her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad was absolutely cool with it, but her mom freaked out.
Yes. Yeah.
And she ended up staying with her friends for a little while because, mm-hmm. you know, they couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Her mom couldn't handle it. And eventually her mom became cool with it. And now they're pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, I've been with Hatch for many years as a facilitator, and over the years, it never ceases to amaze me or shock me that there's still kids that go through this. I mean, I think a lot's changed since even when I started with mm-hmm. Hatch, and the attitudes have changed. Even the schools, mm-hmm. They're embracing the idea, or at least I shouldn't say embracing that paints a too pretty picture, but at least they're open to the idea of
right.
having gay student alliances, mm-hmm. and it's just a lot more people are open about it. And
well, there are still a lot of schools that aren't. Like,
that's right.
One of my friends, he wanted me to go to his prom, but I don't wear dresses,
right.
And it was a requirement that I had to wear a dress, and So I didn't go because,
wow.
like, I don't wear dresses. I'd be happy to wear a nice slacks and a nice shirt or something, but I can't
wow.
wear a dress.
Yeah, and, you know, still to this day, we have youth come in and they can't tell their parents because they'll get kicked out.
Right.
Or they'll be cut off. Their college funds will be cut off.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's a sad, very sad thing.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. It is. It's always hard. I had another friend. She came out and she ended up living with another one of our friends because her parents couldn't handle it. They just kicked her out.
Yeah.
That happens. That's
and it's
happens.
Always sad to hear the parents who say, I love her, she's my daughter, but I don't accept her.
Right. Yeah. That's not loving her.
Exactly. There's love and then there's unconditional love and yes. you have to, if it's your kid, you have to unconditionally love them, no matter mm-hmm. what they do.
Or you shouldn't have kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
You're not prepared to have kids if you don't, do that.
That's right.
You have something to say, Josh?
Well,
he's sitting here very quietly. I was supposed to come here and be very shy and not want to talk, and I didn't know how I was going to react in a radio because I've never done anything like this.
Well, you're ready for your own radio show.
Yes,
look
exactly,
at you.
Exactly.
I was very nervous actually.
But you don't. But you aren't nervous now. That's a good
no,
thing.
No, I'm very weird like that. If I will be completely nervous, complete nervous wreck before something like a. My first my first piece was in an art studio. I was completely like a nervous wreck before. I didn't think I could go and see it, and see people looking at it. But then when I was there, it was completely cool, whatever. And yeah. so I was a completely nervous wreck coming here. I didn't know how I was going to react, if I was going to be able to talk. I was just sitting in the corner very quietly and listening to you guys talk.
Oh, you're a natural. Look at you.
Yes, exactly.
All right, back to the actual subject of Josh and dating dating somebody who's transitioning and everything.
Oh my gosh, that's so big.
Yes,
it's big.
Well, it is big, but I. Well,
could you ever see yourself asking her not to get the operation?
I'm not one of those people.
Does she know if she wants the operation? Because there's a lot of people who won't go through all the way.
Well,
right.
Well, it's mostly for the FTMs,
right.
For the female to males who will they'll have the top operation, but they won't have the bottom operation because
right.
it's more riskier,
right?
Because it's
not as successful.
It's not as successful because while it looks like one, it doesn't function. It's just there for aesthetics. But I just couldn't do that.
Right.
Because I couldn't make her be like, no, I can't. I can handle you do this, all of this, but I can't handle you becoming who you truly are. It's just a big thing to me because, like, last Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
we went out and I was like, well, let's go dress shopping because I wanted to make her feel better because I was like, because her in her past relationship, she's had bad relationships, and so I was trying to build a friendship.
Admit
I was like,
it, you just wanted to go look at the dresses,
just a tad, just a tad, just
he
a
wanted,
tad.
He's trying to find his prom dress.
Yes, I am trying to find my prom dress.
Hey, aren't there things you're supposed to mention on the radio? Do you know when you're?
Yes, I'm going to mention.
Okay,
them.
Okay. Go ahead. Get back to you.
I'm going to mention them. It's not like I'm like. I'm going to mention them at the end.
So you went dress shopping.
We went dress shopping, and I was like, try on this. And for me, it's easier to find a dress for me because I'm a size 8 or 10, and most stores carry a size 8 or 10. But for her, she's a size 12. A size 12 to 14, depending on what dress size, and it's harder for her to find dresses unless you go to a dress shop.
A specialty store, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know nowadays, like dress shops, they're including the bigger sizes
I am not a small girl. But it's always hard to find clothing, especially in those stores. But yeah, go
yeah,
ahead,
exactly. But
well, right now you can still see. I mean, maybe you don't, but right now you
still
see her
as
a gay man.
You haven't gotten to her being fully
female.
So.
Because like she just started her it's that gum. It's
hormones.
Coming back up.
I told you not to swallow the gum.
Yeah, she just started her hormones, and so she's just starting her transition. So I was like, I don't know how I'll feel, but I was like, we can just try to hang in there for now. And so I was like, if it doesn't work out, we can still be really good friends.
Right.
That's how I told her. But because I find her attractive and everything, but I still worry that maybe later on I might not find her as attractive because she looks like a woman now. And
right. I mean, you were attracted to her as a guy.
She's not dressed. She wasn't dressed like a guy.
You really
She has long hair.
She has that, you know, you can tell maybe, but she's very close to being, so it took me a second.
It's going to be difficult, but no matter what, our friendship is going to be there, so.
That's great. That's a great thing.
So, yeah, because I was talking to her, and so we went dress shopping, and maybe I tried on a dress. Maybe.
Oh, I know you tried on some dresses.
No, I just tried
on... I still need pictures.
I just tried on one. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Was that one... This rack? I tried on this rack?
This one rack? No, because I basically went looking...
You
for
went
dresses.
There to sit there and watch her try on dresses.
Yes.
You went there to be the good boyfriend and hold the purse.
Yes, I wasn't...
And your purse. You hold the purse.
But I wasn't... I wasn't allowed to go into the dressing room because
men aren't allowed in the dressing room.
Yeah. Unless you're trying on a dress.
Exactly.
Oh,
wait, but you can go into the women's dressing room.
Dressing room and try on a dress.
If you're a guy and you're trying on a dress.
Yes.
Wow.
They have a little. There's the women's section on one side, and then they have this one stall that's kind of right. Oh, they let you into the actual women's section.
They let me into the.
They usually have one stall that's like a little out towards the side where guys can go. But it's in the women's dressing room. It's just like a little to the side.
Yes, they did that to me because it was like
there's the rows of women's dressing
rooms. I think that's great.
And then they had this one stall that's kind of a little off to the side. It's in the dressing room, but it's a little off to the side
because they don't want
where they let men go in and dress.
Wow. But I tried on one dress, and I was
It depends on what store you're in.
Yeah, like...
I bet that's true.
But
you're not going to find that in Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, but that's you.
But a lot of the more common up-and-coming...
Like, in the mall.
Like,
in the mall.
The malls will do that.
The way they design their dressing rooms is
great. Yeah, we went into the mall, and so if you've ever been, like, in Memorial City Mall, there's a shop called Camille's, and that's where all the girls go to get their homecoming and prom dresses. And so I went in... I tried on this dress. I wanted it so badly. And it was like, if I had $150, I would have so bought it because it's like a heart-shaped neckline, which basically, if you know what a heart-shaped neckline is, it comes down, if you have bosoms, basically, it comes down and it basically does a heart, and then it goes all the way around. And
it V's down in the back.
Yeah,
as well.
It V's down in the back too. But
like a heart.
Yes,
like it's
exactly.
It's the top of the when you hold the dress so that it's open, you see a heart.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Wow, that's cool.
It's really cute.
When it's on you, it's around your body and your upper parts. It's a heart.
Yes, oh, it looks like a heart.
A lot of times they'll also add it up in the upper chest area where it goes around the chest, down the sides, and then it V's somewhere towards the mid torso.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So that you have the heart around your stomach and around the back.
Yeah, the one that I tried on, it wasn't, it just had the heart shape.
Right.
But it didn't have the heart in the front.
It didn't have the heart in the front, but it had the heart around the back.
Yeah, a heart around the back. And I was like, and it was tight up in the torso area, and then when you got to lower thigh area, it like flared out. And I wanted it so badly, and I was like...
Did she find anything she liked?
She found, like, we saw this blue number, and I was like, that's a nice dress, and we just were window shopping.
Window shopping.
Are y'all going to the prom together?
Uh-huh.
Are y'all going to have matching dresses?
No.
No, he's going to have a clothing change in the middle of the,
of
the prom.
Oh, how fun.
Right before the prom king and queen thing is announced, he's going to go change.
Because
he's either going to be in the tux in the beginning or a tux in the end.
Because last year I was nominated, and so I'm guessing this year I'm going to be nominated again because I didn't win last year. You can only be nominated.
That, you know, everyone loves him.
Yes, yes, I try. But I'm like, this is my year, so I'm like hoping. So depending on what category I'm in, if I'm in prom king, I'm going to wear the tux for the last part. If I'm in prom queen, I'm going to be wearing my dress and my wig.
Yeah, you may need to explain this for our audience.
Okay. The Hatch Prom, which is on June 13th, and if you want tickets, you can call 713-529-0037, extension 36368.
And we also have an advertisement in Outsmart, but what page was that on? I forgot.
It's in Outsmart. It's in the right, left, right, downward corner. On the page, it's
he
like,
completely forgot to pick up the page and actually bring it here and throw it
away. That's what I was thinking.
He was so upset that they didn't do a full page.
So basically, it's somewhere on a page.
Yes,
yeah, it's somewhere
yes.
on one of the pages, a disco ball, and it's very right. cute, and you can find the information on
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. Yes,
keep
it
going.
Is.
Read, yeah. read your little note.
Yes. And if you just want to contact her or anything along those lines, that would be great. So,
what's the theme for the prom?
It's disco. It's disco. We wanted to do it to tie in with Pride, but we didn't want to take their thunder. So
I'll take the thunder.
We didn't want to take their thunder. No, we don't want them like, ah. Yeah, but we wanted to tie in with Pride because it's basically it's two gay events, and everybody knows how everybody loves Hatch in the gay community. And so basically we wanted to tie it in with Pride. And so
it's going
to
be held at our new building.
Yes, it's going to be held at our new building.
And that's big. Usually it's
yes.
held at the Magnolia Ballroom, which
yes.
is a beautiful setting for a prom. I'm kind of sad.
I am too. It's my first Hatch prom. I didn't get to go to a prom because I was homeschooled. And then like the issue with the dress thing, I didn't get to
right,
go to a,
right.
a high school prom. So this is kind of going to be my prom.
Oh, great.
And I'm a little upset that it's not going to be at a ballroom, but I'm looking forward to being at our space.
Oh, right, well, right. It's not our space. It's going to be, the new space is going to be the new GLBT Community
right.
Center, but they're moving in right after prom. So basically, we're using their space for that night, and it's a huge space. It's a, one of the reasons why we did it was because, one of our facilitators, is she's in a wheelchair, and previously she wasn't able to go because the Magnolia Ballroom is not wheelchair accessible, and that was just
wow. They're not real wheelchair accessible.
No, because it's an older building.
Oh, okay.
It's a historic building.
It's a historic building, so they didn't want to add an elevator and just yeah because it's
okay.
a historic building.
Okay.
But that was one of the reasons. Also, because money-wise, it saves us little money.
Yeah, it saves
yeah.
a little money so that he can go out on the decoration.
But
yes.
you're going to have to decorate. Because the great thing about the Magnolia Ballroom is you had decorations built in.
Yes.
You
yes.
didn't have to do anything.
Yes.
It looked fabulous. This time, you're going
well,
to have to really...
Well, this Friday, apparently, I got on the prom committee
yes,
somehow.
Yes, yes, you did.
So now I have
yes.
to help decorate.
Yes, but
I think it's just because he wanted me to get up on the ladder and reach the high places that he doesn't want to go to.
Ah.
How'd you know?
How'd she know? She just knows these things. But it's our prom is going, the Hatch Alternative Prom, which our little motto is hustle on down to Funky Town.
Oh,
which is
cute.
Which is very 70s. It's going to be our 16th annual Hatch Prom, and it's going to be June 13th at the Montrose Counseling Center at 401 Bernard Street, and then it's going to be part on the first floor. And so, if you're over 21, if you're between 13 and 20, you don't have to pay. But if you're over 21, you will have to pay a $25, and that will be a $25 donation. Or you could pay more if you wanted to donate more to Hatch.
More.
Yes, exactly. But this is our big fundraiser for the year. And so, whatever.
It helps us plan our trips to, like, the zoo and
yes,
that kind of
exactly.
stuff. Get out
yes,
of the
exactly. Yes,
exactly.
And so basically, if you want to call Deb, you can call her at 713-529-3590, and those will give you tickets right there for tickets. So just call Deb Murphy, and she helps run Hatch. So.
Also, along those lines, we wanted to mention that Hatch is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Hatch is moving starting May 16th. Hatch is moving May 16th on Friday.
We're finally getting our own space that we get to decorate. And we're talking about how horrible we're going to do a paint job.
Let's give everyone just a little bit of a background history. Right now, Hatch is currently
in a facility.
Well, it's in a hidden.
It's a hidden.
It's a hidden location.
We can't tell people.
The public does not know.
Everybody knows where.
We're not going to talk about it.
Oh, you don't know the trouble I went through trying to find it. When I called, Deb wasn't there. She was on vacation.
That's right.
And nobody called me back. So I actually went down to the community center to get the location.
There you go. That's right. It's a very secret location. We don't have our own facility right now.
We're going to pretend it's still a very top secret. We're very top secret. You have to have a little pass. No, I'm joking.
But our new, basically, since Montrose Counseling Center bought a new building, Hatch is going to have its own space where we can do whatever we want to, and basically we don't have to rent it. So that's going to help a little bit. But we're moving May 16th,
right.
Friday, May 16th.
And I get to help pack. I'm so looking forward to that. We're going to be
in the new space by May 16th, and May 16th is going to be our first Hatch in the new space.
Right.
It's at 401 Bernard Street on the first floor.
401? You didn't say the O.
Yeah, you need the 4.
401 Bernard Street.
401.
There you go. We need flashcards.
We're
going to
be knocking on 401 Bernard.
Are you there?
Is there even a 401 Bernard?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to look
it up. Bernard, it hits that freeway, and is it a freeway? I don't know.
Yes, it's a freeway.
It hits the freeway.
Is it Bernard on the other side?
It hits 59. Is it Bernard on the other side?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure, but it's right. It's very close to. I mean, you can see it on 59.
You can see it on 59.
Yes, you can.
And when you're on Bernard actually gets cut off by the school.
By the high school, it gets cut off a little. It's kind of complicated.
That whole area gets cut off by the different schools
and everything. So you got to kind of weave your way around. It's best to get to it from 59.
What some people do, they instead of taking Bernard, they take Solross and they just pass it.
Yeah, that's how we did it. We took Solross.
It's a street right before Bernard.
Mm-hmm. And it goes through.
That way you can just go right past the school, and then you take a right at the school, and then you basically take a left on Bernard, and you just go all the way down, and the building's to your right.
Excellent. Great.
And it's not a hard building to miss. You've got a bunch of houses in this big white building. It's actually the first floor, the second is off the ground.
Right.
So it's not a hard building to miss. You're not going to go, there's houses. Where is this place? Oh, wait, there's the big building.
Be like, Is it this house?
No, it's a big building.
It's a big building. But that is one of the things that I wanted to mention. And also, Hatch is trying to get involved with the Texas GSA Alliance, basically, and this year the Texas GSA Network will have a activist camp for teens between basically anyone from middle school to high school, maybe not high school seniors, but they said that they would take high school seniors. Basically, they want people to lead our high school GSAs, and that is going to be from July 8th to the 10th of 2008, and that's going to be somewhere near Austin. The price basically for the camp will be ranging from $20 to $100, but still there are scholarships available and all along those lines. So if y'all want to,
they're very helpful if you can't afford it. They're going to help you out, figure out how to get you into the camp.
Yes. So if you want to basically contact them about the camp and learn more about it, you can go to their website at www.texasgsa.org, or you could basically try to contact them at 512-419-1233. And I'll say that one more time. 512-419-1233.
He has to look at it, like, make sure he gets every number right.
Because I'm
he's like, bad with that. We do the rolls at Hatch, and he can never remember them. We're going to get flashcards for him.
This
is rule one, next flashcard. Rule two, next flashcard. Rule three.
That three could turn to an eight in my eyes. That's how I view it.
We're going to get flashcards. Joshua needs flashcards.
Eventually, that's the way that it'll happen, but... Then I'll have to get new glasses, and I'll be like, what is that? I don't understand.
Joshua's old person accent actually hurts our ears.
What are you talking about? No, I'm saying.
You sound like one of the old ladies.
Yes.
The southern old ladies with the...
You haven't heard my accent, but I'm not going
to... I'm actually very new to the community center. Started coming 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you haven't heard my Southern Belle accent.
But, no, I haven't, but I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet.
Yes, I'll save it for after the radio show.
Okay.
But those are two things...
I don't think our listeners want to...
Yes, but those are the three things that I had to mention, and so...
So that's the prom, and it's what day again?
The prom is June 13th.
And we have a advertisement MCC. In Outsmart. And,
yes, and if you want to, learn more about the prom, you can go to, www.hatchyouth.org. And basically, you can
there's a little link to the prom.
And if you would like to purchase an ad to support prom for the prom brochure, you could do that too.
Yes,
exactly.
In fact, I'll give you a number. I'm going to give the same number. That's 713-529-3590, and leave the message for me. I'm Brendan. I'm one of the facilitators and volunteers for Hatch, and I'm kind of taking up that particular project. So if you'd like to buy an ad and support Hatch, that's another way you could do that. Then leave me a message, and I'll get back in touch with you.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yes,
somebody
exactly.
would definitely. You guys should maybe call him. Come on, there's somebody out there. Then we have the GSA, and that's in Austin. And then we're moving. It's the big thing. We went to the meeting this Friday, and every, like, 10 minutes, it was, we're moving. So she's very excited.
Well, people
forget.
And I'm one
very
of those
bad,
people.
But he's one of those people.
And you know what? We need to do
a
shout-out to all...
We put a flyer in his car, and it got lost.
Oh, no. that happened to me, too.
It gets lost.
So bad. But we need to do a shout-out to all those ex-hatchlings out there. This would be a big opportunity that you shouldn't miss to come to this prom at our new building. It'll be a good introduction to see where we've come.
Yes, exactly. And the fascinating thing, our new building's going to house the new GLBT community center.
That's
it's going to hatch. It's going to house Hatch. It's going to house PFLAG. Going to hatch.
So we're going to be in one building all together.
Yes.
It'll make it a little easier because we've all been, I guess, been spread out pretty
much. Yes, it's basically going to be one shop.
One stop shop.
I can't pronounce my S's today. It's just very difficult. But it's going to be one stop shopping. So
yes, and again, for he said earlier, for all the old hatchlings, it'll be great to you guys can come out and see our new space.
Yeah, definitely.
We get to one of the things we were talking about is we get to decorate it. I was very excited. I'm very new, but I'm also very excited to get into this and so we get to decorate, and she was talking about painting and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, very cool. Oh, purple floors. Have you seen the floors?
No, yes. I haven't.
The floors are purple. Isn't that cool?
Yes, they are purple because if y'all didn't know, a little Deb fact. Deb is green-brown. She's green-brown colorblind. So basically... And if you didn't know, basically, she didn't choose the floors.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, yes. She didn't choose the floors. One of our youth service associate, basically, he and Deb were equal. He chose the floors because she didn't trust...
because she didn't trust herself, so
she didn't trust that she could see the right color.
Yes, exactly.
So he chose the floor. That, so we have purple floors. I haven't seen the building yet. I don't get to see it until Wednesday.
You know, it's very rare for a female to be colorblind.
That is interesting.
It's usually males.
I didn't know that about Deb.
Yes, you didn't know that?
No.
I did know that, but I forgot it. Brown... it's brown. It's brown something.
Brown-green? Yeah. That's interesting.
It's not brown-green.
I know people are red-green. I've heard people being red-green. Mm-hmm. It's not colorblind.
Yes, it's not brown-green. It's brown something else. It's brown in another color. But
okay.
Friends or relatives, I guess it is. My dad always tells me he had a colorblind issue with blue.
Blue?
Mm. Which is not common.
Which, for males, it's typically red-green.
Red-green, right.
But for women, it's brown in another color. Mm. I can't remember.
It's the optical nerve and everything.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
But things you learn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yes, I hang out with Deb too much.
You can never hang out with Deb too much.
I know.
I just met Deb this weekend.
She's great.
She seemed really nice. I'm looking forward to
it. Well, Jimmy, are you coming to the prom?
Of course.
Oh, great.
Yes, I will be there. I will be there. And I want to talk to you about when we first open up the show, we have a little segment that we call the After Hours Quickie.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first Saturday of the month, it's always the Colt 45s.
Yes.
And they have wanted to, and will probably start doing it next month, do their segment after the Hatch segment so that you guys can come on about 15 minutes earlier.
Oh, okay. That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I know that there's always a time limitation with you guys.
Well, the Colt 45s and the Colt 45s.
I don't want to sound too ignorant, but I don't know who they are. I'm very new into the community. So teach me.
If somebody else wants to take that away, give her a description of what that is.
What is the Colt
45? The Colt 45s is a 501c3 leather Levi male. Mostly male organization that it's kind of cowboy oriented.
Yes. Ah, okay.
However, they are 32 years old.
Okay.
Yes.
But in the very very early 80s, they refocused their social aspect to become a fundraising organization.
Oh, okay.
And what they do with that money is that they are the last resort for people with AIDS who have are down on their luck. You had a new medication come in and you couldn't pay the rent. And the government program hasn't kicked in yet.
Oh.
And you have been through all the other agencies and they do not have available funds. You go to the Colt 45s. They are your last-ditch effort.
Well, that's good.
And what's wonderful about the Colts is that they have absolutely no overhead. Their office space is donated by the bar, the BRB, and all of their supplies are either are handled by the bar or the people who are members. And there are no paid staff, so every single dollar
donated to
the Colt 45s goes out to a client.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of organizations like that where there's so much overhead, mm-hmm. you don't know how much you're going to get to people. So that's
and they have none. So they are, I think within the community, they are one of the, if not the most respected, right at the top of the most respected organizations around.
I know that they are actually giving us some money for our new space for furniture and mm-hmm. stuff like that because our new space, if we don't have furniture, basically it's the floor.
Well, the Houston area Bears also.
The Bears are also furniture. Yes. Was there a car wash today?
There was a car wash today. Over at Tony's Corner Pocket.
Yes. Right.
And I don't know what they raised, but it's not just this, because the Bears have decided that this whole year, the Hatch is the beneficiary of all of their fundraising.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes. I didn't know that
either. She didn't tell us that. That's
awesome.
She
thinks she doesn't tell us.
Yeah, she doesn't tell us everything.
She doesn't tell us.
Yes.
Well, she doesn't want you to get the big head and not, you know...
Work for it.
Work for it, right.
Yes,
exactly.
You know, think, oh...
Josh needs a spending limit for prom.
Yeah,
so, we don't want him to get too...
I was like, well, half of this budget is just going to my dress alone. It's like, that's hair, that's nails, that's
right.
Everything.
And that is so wrong.
No, yeah, I'm very new to the community and learning about the mantras and everything in the community and everything. So I didn't know who they were. So thank you for informing me.
You bet.
Learned something.
You bet.
But there's one definite. There's one definite thing that we will have, and that's the thing that is on our flyer. We will definitely have a disco ball.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
Definitely have. We'll a
have
disco
a
ball.
Disco
you must.
I
know we have to.
If it's not the theme, and I know you're dressing up into the retro
yes,
retro
I am.
Outfit.
Yes, I am.
My dad found his. His
leisure
dusty
suit.
Blue
oh.
ruffle suit from the 70s, and he's trying to get me to wear it. I'm not sure if I'm going to wear it yet. I told you,
if you wear that, then we're going to be matching for half the night.
Are you getting it? My mom had. They were dating at the time, and my mom had the dusty blue dress.
Oh my god!
So they were matching.
We had
a very upsetting thing happen. They were moving a lot, and apparently some moss got into her dress.
Oh, no. Hey,
you
so
hear about
put,
that happening. I've never actually heard it.
Oh, no, I've heard some funny stories about somebody who had a dress, and she moved, and the moth balls got in and everything, and she... unfortunately was going to a funeral and when she put the outfit on there was holes.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch.
She couldn't stop laughing because her mom was sitting next to her and they were finding all these holes. That's not something you want to
No.
But yeah, though that happened, she lost her dress. Unfortunately, I think actually what would have been your size.
I could have taken it too.
So I'm not sure if I think I'm a little too shy to walk in wearing the whole tux with, and he has like three different colors of the ruffle shirt.
Oh my god,
that'd be fun.
So I don't know.
Can change throughout the evening.
Exactly.
That's right. Yes. Why do you think I
know. Well, we need to get a spotlight. Exactly. We're gonna have to get a spotlight because Josh is gonna walk in and he's gonna be depending on his outfit. And he needs to, you know,
yes,
the big grand entrance.
Are you the prom queen?
We haven't decided what part of the ballet
he's
gonna be. If he's gonna be the king or the queen.
Depending on if I'm on the ballot.
If he's on the ballot,
which I hope will be on the ballot.
He knows he's going to be. He's going to be evil eyed at everyone and tell
yes,
them on the ballot.
Yes, I'm
going to
do an Uncle Sam kind of photo. Yes,
giving them, you know, you're going to vote for me.
Yes. And so, basically, depending on if I'm running for prom king or prom queen,
is what outfit he's going to be in first.
Is what outfit I'm going to be on. During the later half when they crown.
Right.
Yeah, you
so
could
it,
be, it doesn't matter. A guy could be king or queen.
Yeah,
oh,
of course.
Princess.
Of course.
Is it princess or king? It's not king or queen, it's prince and princess.
Yes.
Oh, they're not doing four this year?
Is it four?
It's four.
It's four. I didn't know that.
There's the
king, queen, prince, and princess.
Okay, so what's the difference?
It's gender non-specific.
It's gender non-specific.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
The only problem with
what
that,
is the qualifications for king?
I'm
going to
get on a little bit of a soapbox. I shouldn't, but who cares?
Okay.
The only problem I have with that is sometimes we've had years where the entire court's guys.
That would be a little limited.
That's a little downside.
There needs to be.
But at the same time. It's youth oriented, where everybody voted.
Right.
So you can't be like, well,
you know, vote for a girl.
Well, that's right. I mean, when the majority of the people there are guys,
right?
Then,
but if you're well known, you're still most people. Well, I'm gonna vote for you, Elizabeth.
Oh no!
I'm gonna vote for you.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm hoping that this year I'll be nominated. But because last year,
I have to vote for you.
Last
like you won't be nominated?
Right,
oh, please.
Right now I'm giving her the evil eye. And
yes,
I'm, like,
I'm getting the look of you better vote for me.
Yes.
I'm your ride, so you better vote for me. So, yeah, okay.
Maybe, maybe. Here's your $10 back.
You could, you could always tell him if you don't win, he doesn't get a ride home.
No, no, he's my ride.
I'm her ride.
At this point, I don't have a car. My dad's either my ride or he is. He's my ride. I have to be nice. I have to be very nice.
Well, yes, but I'm going to give her a ride because I'm a nice person.
Yes.
And if you want to vote for me, no, my platform is world peace in the gay community.
It's always world peace.
On your platform shoes.
Yes, I'm going to be wearing platforms.
Oh, no, seriously?
I'm going to be wearing platforms in my tuxedo. Wow. So it's going to be,
I don't know. The prom, the dress, it's not really dresses and tuxes. You can wear...
Yes, you can wear anything.
Right.
You can wear... If you wanted to dress traditional... I have to show you pictures. Right. If you want to dress traditional prom wear...
But we were kind of being rushed into the back.
Yes, exactly. If you want to wear traditional prom wear, you're welcome to it. If you want to wear... I know one friend of mine, she wants to wear like bell bottoms
retro stuff.
Yes,
exactly. I might go and get my sister some of that stuff, you know, something like that. She might want to wear the skirt and that kind of stuff, or bell bottoms.
Yes, exactly.
It's so much fun. If you've never been to the Hatch Prom, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, last year.
So what are you guys doing for music? Are you going to get a DJ or something?
Yes, we're going to have a DJ.
Retro music
and we play songs that other proms won't play.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this year it's going to be like every four songs is going to be a song from the disco era.
Disco era,
and all the rest are just going to be modern music.
Yeah.
So
does anybody know how to disco dance?
I do.
Really?
The hustle. I'm playing. I'm like, let me fall down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have some dance.
Yes, but...
We're going to have to see Josh dance. That's going to be hilarious.
Oh,
I don't dance. But.
I can shake it like there ain't no tomorrow.
Okay.
But one of the reasons why I couldn't wear the dress that I wore to the
gender banquet.
Because everyone's seen you in it.
That's right.
That was reason number one. That was reason number one. But reason number two is because I was trying to shake it on down, and it's like a ballroom dress, and you can't shake it on down if you wear in a ballroom dress.
No,
you can't. Mm-mm. No, you can't.
No.
I've tried my hardest, but I could not shake it on down. I had to grab the edge of the dress and basically pull it all the way up to my knees and just shake it on down. Like
you
that.
Can't dance. That
it's
dress.
Bad.
It's, a very
it's bad.
Bad dancing, yeah.
Yes,
but
okay.
it's wonderful if you're ballroom dancing, but yeah. But it's just crazy.
Is there anything else we need to mention before they tell us to get out of the booth?
Before we get kicked out.
Let's see. Let me get the number for the gay and lesbian
switchboard.
Yes, exactly.
713-529-3211.
Very
Somebody
talented.
Has a great memory.
Very talented.
One of the founding members of the switchboard, aren't you?
Not a founding member, but I think I was there the longest. I was there for 15 years.
Wow. Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I was the one who worked with Anne to take it from a separate organization and move it to the Montrose Counseling Center, where it has thrived.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yes.
And Hatch has too.
Yes, they have.
When you ask people today to find their phone number, they're going to reach for their phone because everyone keeps their numbers in their phone. So nobody remembers their phone number.
529-3211.
I remember my phone number, but other people's. No.
It took me a while to remember my phone number. I used to remember everyone's numbers, and now we have to. Yeah, they're giving us a signal to hurry up.
They're about to cut.
Yeah,
is
we
there
are.
Anything else we need to mention? We have the Hatch Prom.
No, there's not. There's
we're moving.
We're moving. Make sure you come to the new space, not on May 16th.
Don't go to the other space. We're moving to the new space.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Don't go to this top secret location.
Top secret location.
If you were listening, you already know, believe me, because I'm a blabbermouth. But. They already cut us off. No, I'm sorry. But thank you for listening, Houston.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
This is Josh.
This is Elizabeth.
And this is Brendan.
So have a great night.
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 That's not working. Oh, well. Just turn your mic on then, Gigi.
Hello. Do we have any music playing? Or?
Well, no. Jimmy had a song playing to just for your intro there with Katie Lang, I Dream of Spring. And I was trying to find a little filler to put in. And the CD didn't want to work, which is strange because it worked earlier.
Ah, okay.
So I'm trying to find a little bit of filler.
Well, we'll have some people joining us in a few minutes, hopefully.
Once they get in from the back patio.
Oh, yes. But tonight I'm going to be doing a show on sex healing work. And just some of the things kind of centered around the Aphrodite's temple.
Okay.
Some of the work I do through that. We just got back from a festival last weekend at ESA, and it went really good.
That's where our bisexual agenda co-host were out with you.
Oh, yes. So we had a very powerful weekend. But we have gatherings every spring and fall out there. And mm-hmm. I run temple for those. And then I also go to Flipside, Burning Man.
Oh, okay.
So, and this year I'm not taking temple, but usually I take temple up there. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Get out and show some different techniques and thoughts and practices with other people. And
And basically part of why I wanted to bring this topic up is because we live in such a sex-negative society. And even in the gay and lesbian, well, whole GLBT community, there's so much that so many times sex can be used as a weapon, or sex can be withheld, or things go bad in relationships.
It's used more as power, not as passion or feeling or emotion.
Or love.
Yeah.
And also, oftentimes, sex becomes so objectified, and we no longer see a person, we see a sex object. And that happens a lot in the gay and lesbian communities. So a big part of what I wanted to do was kind of bring up some of the things, ways we can be harmed at a psychosexual level. Not to mention some of the abuses from childhood or even in abusive relationships. And then some of the healing techniques that can be utilized through tantric and through the Taoist techniques, as well as some other counseling techniques. So, basically, I've been doing this type of work for many, many years through the Temple of Aphrodite, working with people individually and sometimes in groups. And I do a lot of workshops on some of the healing, body image healing. And you see that a lot in the gay community. Body image is a big...
Are you preaching to the choir on that one? Yeah, that's a topic that's a little close to heart here.
Oh, yes. Well, one of the workshops I do for Temple is a workshop called Body Image Healing and Sacred Sex. And part of it is that, you know, we get this kind of physical, body beautiful, Hollywood version of what beauty is supposed to be. And beauty goes a lot deeper. I mean, I've had both boyfriends and girlfriends that were gorgeous physically, but at other levels, they were really not very attractive.
Yeah, well, beauty's only skin deep, and sometimes the mind is even less deep than that.
Yeah. So, and one of the things I cover in the workshop is that a lot of people aren't aware of this, but with Socrates, the philosopher, ancient Greek philosopher, he was not very physically attractive, but he had sex like a bunny rabbit. And part of it was that he had a high charisma.
Yeah.
And he had that inner beauty that shone through the eyes and through his movements, and he had kind of a grace.
And sometimes that's what draws people in first.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, the package, what you're seeing there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at it this way. How much people talk of Bill Clinton, you know. He's old, he's chubby, he's frumpy, but, you know, he still can charm the intern out of her.
Yeah.
Almost out of her black dress.
Of course, part of that was due to his position in power.
Yeah, but even before that, you know, the governor of Arkansas, he was in a position of power. Yeah, but then the governor of New York had to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still can't figure that one out. You know,
but the thing is that, you know, we live in a touch deprived society, and you know, there is something that transfers when humans touch. Infants will die without human touch, and that's been proven over and over again. Yeah. We don't know what transfers when we touch, but something very powerful. And part of touch, I think for adults, even though we don't depend on touch for life, I think we do depend on it for physical and emotional health. When we don't get enough touch, then we become either physically, emotionally, or both very unstable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's part of that. I think you need that connection on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a society where you can, you know, communicate with people around the world,
yeah.
You know, on the phone, on the computer, in so many different ways, but it still comes down to, you know, being there with someone. I used to joke there, you know, three ways are fun, but, you know, not through Yahoo.
Yeah.
And that's the part, is you need that contact, which, you know, in a way, you know, takes you back to that child, that childhood need of someplace safe.
Yeah.
You know, wrapped in someone else's arms.
And oftentimes, you know, I remember growing up and in my early adolescence, and just waiting by the phone for that special someone to call, and they'd never call, and I'd feel so let down, you know, and just empty, and it hurt at a very deep level.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized, you know, this is BS, you know. I need to get out there. And so I kind of went through a transformation. Fortunately, I had a few good friends that kind of taught me a few things about self-love, about being able to develop as a sexual human being and be attractive. And because at one point I thought, oh, I'm too skinny, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'm, you know, nobody would ever be attracted to me.
Mm, yeah.
And so part of it was just going through this healing process of learning how to love myself and learning how to have this kind of centeredness about myself.
Oh,
and
right.
That took time to develop, but once it did, that was part of the healing process.
I've gone through that myself with, you know, in the past 6 or so years, you know. I spent the first 30 years of my life being told, you know, being overweight, you're lazy, you're stupid, you don't deserve love or respect. And, you know, whatever you could buy off the street corner is what you deserved.
Yeah.
And, you know, finding someone and hearing them say, you know, you're cute and all that, and starting to build into it and believe it.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful thing. And, you know, the way I've changed since then,
mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, body image and, you know, accepting of myself and others, is, you know, vastly different than how I was.
Yeah.
Like I said, just, you know, 6 years ago.
And one of the things I do now, and fortunately I had a boyfriend early on that did some work with me on this area. You know, we just got together and we didn't have sex for a long time. We just sit down together, hold each other, cuddle, nurture each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the most healing experiences for me. We get hard-ons, but there was no desire for actual sex. It was just this touching, this deep connection. We'd take showers together, and all of a sudden I felt this healing take place. And something from just touching and cuddling and holding without any sex at that time in my life just transformed me. And then later, when the sex came with other boyfriends, it became incredible because all of a sudden I was open to being able to receive it. Too often in our culture, we feel that, especially for women, but also for a lot of men, we feel like we have to be the givers all the time. We can never receive. And I think in our culture, it's very hard for us to just receive pleasure from another.
Mm-hmm. There can be.
And that's part of the healing process that I work with when I do, you know, I've been a surrogate lover for people where I will get with them and touch and love and caress.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll masturbate each other. We'll do all kinds of things just to help awaken that.
Mm-hmm.
And to heal some of the damage that's occurred. Too often, I remember when I was very, you know, about 15 years old, I was suicidal. And I had almost no friends. I had no one that would have much to do with me at all. I was living in East Texas, of all places.
Oh, God.
After moving from Berkeley, California. Talk about culture shock.
No kidding.
And so for 3 years, I lived basically alone. Nobody had much to do with me,
but yeah.
Especially after I got caught playing with a couple of boys out in the woods in the small East Texas town of Silsbee, Texas.
Oh, my God. Silsbee.
Yeah.
Hey.
Entryway to the big thicket.
Yes.
And the woods were awfully thick. But there is this sense, and I think that's one of the things that called me to be a sex healer. To work with people through temple, to reach out and well, like the Ma Bell commercial, reach out and touch someone,
literally,
but not through the phone lines or the computer lines, but a very intimate touch. And I think that's at the roots of Taoist erotic massage and at the roots of tantric work, is that we touch and touch very intimately.
Because it's a basic thing. Touching is so very basic. Babies who are not touched have been known to die.
Yeah.
Without the human touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential. And sometimes we forget about that.
Yeah. And that's the thing that really started the healing process for me, was when I was able to be touched and touch another.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I started healing emotionally and even to some degree physically. The other thing that comes up oftentimes in this workshop I do on body image healing and sacred sex is that, you know, in our society, we're taught sex is sin.
Yeah.
Sin.
Oh, yeah. And for the GLBT community, it's even worse because it's not just sex equals sin. It's sex outside of marriage is sinful.
Yeah.
And, of course, for the GLBT community, we are... forbidden to marry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a catch 22.
Yeah. Can't get married to living in sin.
Yeah.
Well, in the pagan community and also just in ancient days, sex was seen as sacred, as a form of spirituality.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I've said this on the show many times, and in ancient Greece, they felt that ambrosia was the food of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
But when humans ate it, they reached this high state of ecstasy and became gods and goddesses. And it's like, you look deeper into some of these myths, and there is some truth to it.
Yeah.
When we reach a state of ecstasy, what does sex do? It brings us to the state of ecstasy. We become God-goddess-like. That God-goddess aspect comes fully forth within us. And I think that's part of what brings about some of the healing, is that all of a sudden we reach this higher state of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
this higher level of experience. When we're just doing mundane stuff, jobs,
work,
taking care of yeah. the house,
yeah,
driving, we tend to get kind of lost, I think, into the
head. We call it getting into a rut.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, life loses meaning. We become a little bit more despondent and kind of down when you all of a sudden start incorporating some of these touch and sexuality and connecting with another person at a deep level. All of a sudden, reality changes.
Sure.
I just wrote a thing for... We had this main ritual
mm-hmm.
out at ESA, and it was kind of put together at the last minute, and there's a lot of dead air space during it, and not intentionally, it just happened.
Yeah.
But it went pretty good overall. But it was a little bit on the long side. And so, they were kind of on the staff list. They were saying, well, what can we do to fix this? And then I brought up an email I'd sent a year ago because it came up. You know, this issue's come up several times. And I said, one of the things that you can do to fix it is to, and I use the radio show as an example. Mm-hmm. I said, when the announcer music ends and the DJ doesn't come on the air immediately, you've got dead air space.
Yep.
Well, same thing happens in ritual when certain, when the priestess is working one-on-one, everybody else is in dead air space. They're just mm-hmm. standing there twiddling their thumbs. And you don't want that to occur. It's okay for a small ritual where there's only six or seven people, but I'm talking about the main ritual mm-hmm. where you've got 150 people.
Yeah.
That can take some time to process everybody. So...
I have to step in real quick and let everyone know that you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, KPFT Houston 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. last thing I want to do is upset the FCC.
Yes. Why don't we play that... PSA for the Bears, the long one.
I tried to before and it wouldn't play.
Really? Yeah. Really?
The long one.
Well, before you do that, let me finish where I was going with this. One of the examples I gave was that, our perception of time is so very different depending on our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're standing in line, time seems to drag on and on and on, and it's like, oh, when am I ever going to get through this?
Yeah.
But when we're having sex or doing something,
my God. Yes.
It's like, where'd the time go? And I came up with this theory when I was working on my philosophy degree, is that we each go through this process called world making. We make our own world. Internally, we don't have direct conscious experience of the world. We get the world through our senses. What we do have direct conscious experience of is our dreams, our daydreams. Those don't go through the senses. They're directly linked to us. And so the internal world, we have no real contact with the physical world. The only contact we have is two senses.
Okay.
Sensory perception. So we don't have a direct mental or spiritual connection with the real world. We don't have a direct consciousness of it. What we do have a direct consciousness is our internal processes. Daydreaming, orgasm, all of the things that happen internally.
Yeah.
And those, that's where magic occurs. It doesn't occur with the physical world. It occurs internally.
Gotcha.
And one of the things I kind of bring up is that, you know, as a proof is, when was the light bulb first invented? Was it when Edison first thought of the idea? Or was it when he made the first working model? And this becomes kind of a interesting loop. If it was when he first came up with the idea, then dreams, daydreams exist and are real. If it came up when you made the first working model, where did it come from? Because if dreams don't exist, then you're getting something out of nothing and magic just occurred. And you think about this dilemma. Where did it come
interesting
from?
Logic.
Actually, I got a C on that logic paper. And the professor couldn't find a single hole in my argument.
Okay, let's go to that commercial.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive Bear Watch 9 booty cap training, you will be a bear. But until that day, you are Brazilian mountain goats. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human beings. You are nothing but unorganized, old navy wearing pieces of trash. Because I am hard on you all the time, you will not like me. But you will like it when I am hard and in you. The more you can take it, the more you will enjoy it. However hard I might be, I am fair. I use a good water spit for lube. You effing goats understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
The sexiest man in the world is a hot, hard, horny bear. It's your bear sexual instincts so much to be harnessed if you expect to survive in Bear City. If your bear sexual instincts are not honed and strong, you can be cock-blocked by someone. Do you goats understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
You there, what are you grinning about, Private? You look like some kind of joke with that raspberry lip gloss on. I prefer tearing them five myself. Are you a natural Dolce Gabbana Prada wearing glitter throwing queen Private Joker, or do you have to work on it? Private Joker, I'm going to give you 3 seconds, exactly 3 effing seconds, to wipe that stupid looking grin off your face. I will have your mani and pedi appointment for this afternoon canceled. 1, 2, 3. Do you think I'm being cute, Private Joker? Do you think I am funny?
Sir, yes, sir. As funny and queer as they come, sir. I must say, sir, you do look cute in desert camo, sir.
Holy dog crap. Are you from Texas? Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Joker. And you don't look much like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you know how to do a proper Texas pinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Get over and show these other worthless goats how it's done. I'd better see you on your knees in 3 seconds or less, Private Joker.
Sir, yes, sir. Gunnery Sergeant Daddy Bear, sir.
Private Gomer Pyle, tell the rest of these worthless untrained goats how they can join our merry little booty cap in Galveston, Texas, while Private Joker shows the rest of the platoon how to properly pin someone while in Texas. Get on your knees, Private Joker.
Sir, yes, sir. Golly, come join our platoon May 16th to 18th in Galveston, Texas for Bear Watch 9 Booty Camp. You can find more information at our online recruiting station, www.bearwatch.net. You can register and get all your questions answered there. Our host hotel again this year is Inn at the Water Park, sir.
Oh, that's right, Private Pyle. I will be looking for all you bears, cubs, otters, chasers, and admirers to be there. What are you waiting for? Is there some major malfunction with you real bear wannabes? Didn't Mama and Papa Bear show you enough attention when you were a baby bear? We want new recruits. Get online and get registered now at www.bearwatch.net. I want to see each of you in my platoon for basic bear training May 16th through 18th in Galveston, Texas.
Join now. We want you. Private Joker, if I feel
that's the annual event the Houston Area Bears put on, Bear Watch. And like I said, set on there, bearwatch.net or HoustonAreaBears.com. Get you all the info on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking about sex healing and psychosexual healing and spiritual sexuality. I've got a guest with me, a couple of them, and I wanted to check and see what you've been listening a lot. Did you have any thoughts or?
Well, usually more often, a lot of people that I meet want to cuddle a lot more than just having sex, and then there's those days that you just can't hold it in anymore. You just got to get it done.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not saying don't have sex. Definitely.
If you do it too much, it can be addicting, actually.
I think that's a bit of a misnomer.
No, it's just that, not necessarily that it's addictive, it's just that you want it more than may actually be healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just becomes your all, and then you just basically made your life, that's the center of your life, and that's not a good thing to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, I've gone through periods in my life where...
there may be periods, but don't make that the entire center of your entire life. That's
this is so funny, because tomorrow somebody wants me to come over to their new apartment and go cuddle with them, because he feels lonely. He moved in Wednesday, and now he's all... He texts me, why don't you come over? You can be naked all you want in my apartment. Nobody's here. And I'm like, well, I'm coming to the talk show. And I said, why don't I come back? Why don't I come tomorrow? And he says, that's fine. I'll pick you up.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like, yay. He just wants to come and cuddle with me.
Don't say that that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah. And that's okay, too. I mean, I love sex.
He came from Arizona, so.
Well, I screw around like
what gay guy doesn't like sex in some form or fashion?
Well, who doesn't like sex, period?
Oh, I've met a few, but let's not go there.
I've changed somebody who didn't want to do it, and I actually got him to, because, I mean, you know, you're missing out on stuff when you hold back a long time.
Not necessarily. We're all wired differently.
Definitely, yes.
We're all made a little differently. I have known some people that are asexual, that have zero interest in sex.
Not saying they won't do it, it's just
Get much from it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's caused by many different factors. But some people just aren't wired for sex much.
Like it could have been caused from like their conditioning and such when they were younger, the way they conditioned themselves.
Yeah.
Or
also their environment that was around them. I mean,
Something might have happened bad against them, like it just like changed their whole world.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes there are some people that are born that just aren't wired for sex.
And then there's some like me who just have a huge sex drive.
Yeah. And having believe me, I have a huge sex drive.
Oh, I do too. I know what you feel.
But the thing is that to awaken the healing process, sex can very much be a part of it. I've definitely had some boyfriends and girlfriends in the past that were very healing, and we were having sex constantly. So I'm all for lots of sex, but I'm also for... and this almost sounds like it's an oxymoron, but I'm also for just cuddling when the energy's right for that.
One thing you have to be careful, when you are having sex, you got to be careful, you got to know the person. Because, I mean, there are things, people will lie to you about things, and then they'll tell you afterwards, and then it just messes you up.
Well, it depends on what type of sex. Mm-hmm. I've had anonymous sex. I've had
phone sex.
Phone sex. I've had intercourse buddies where all we do is get together and have sex. There's no emotional attachment. It's just for sex. I've been involved in circle jerks. I've been involved in
friends with benefits.
I've even had oral sex circles.
Those are always time fun. Those are always fun.
Are they really? Well, I've got to try that then.
So
it's an interesting experience, needed to say the least, considering you're all sitting in a circle and all over each other's.
Yeah. And part of it is, and I've also had both a male and female partner at the same time.
Never tried that.
And it
never
is
appealed.
And I've had two male partners at the same time.
That is fun.
And
yeah, that is fun.
And I have been in the middle. I've had...
I love being in the middle.
With a girlfriend once, she was in the middle, and I could feel his cock through the
front
vaginal and anal wall.
Because
one of us was having her anally and the other vaginally. And that was pretty incredible. And the energy is so totally different in a threesome. When you're making love,
yeah,
it's like you're making love to a person, and then you're making love through a person to another person, all simultaneously.
Yeah, some couples...
could also add it that you're also making love to them also. Granted, they're being made to love through another person, but you could also be making love to that person. That makes it even more interesting.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel even more connected.
And once again, it gets back to this healing. When we can connect at such deep levels, healing occurs. Sometimes we don't notice it right away, but healing occurs at a very deep spiritual level.
Yes, it does.
Actually, I had this real player on my cell phone. I was listening to this health show on it. It was talking about if you just have sex once a week, it will relieve stress for that whole entire week.
Because it's all pent up in the sexual activity that climaxes and then, boom, there went your stress. Because your body just relaxed and normally it starts to shut down to where you're going to start to go to sleep. I mean, I found that's normally the best way for me to even go to sleep at times, because it's to just release the energy by masturbating and then I'm fine.
And part of it is, you know, stress kills.
It makes
us
I would be
unhealthy.
So tired and stressed, and when I'm in the middle of masturbating, I'll just fall asleep.
But the other thing that happens when we have sex is that we raise our endorphin levels. And endorphins are good. It helps us relax. It helps
cope
us
with reality.
Yeah. On the other hand, when we're stressed out, we're raising the, what's the word, the bad stuff, the, not endorphins, but the adrenaline levels. And adrenaline's...
It can be good and it can be bad. In too large a dose, it can be bad, because then that makes your body override certain senses and you go off and do something stupid.
Also, when you're constantly keeping those adrenaline levels going high...
That gets
all
your
day
body
long.
Used to that level, and then when you don't have that level, it hurts.
Yeah.
One good advice is don't drink an energy drink before sex.
Why is that?
Depends upon the person. I mean,
yes, it does, but it can affect you in ways where you do have an over-adrenaline to it.
Are you talking caffeine or...
High caffeine.
Well, that's not an energy drink. That's a caffeine.
Energy drinks have a lot of caffeine in them, not to mention they have a lot of herbs in them that tend to heighten the senses and such to where it can be detrimental in certain activities.
Yeah. Well, there are certain energy drinks that have no caffeine.
Yeah. But
not like Mountain Dew has so much caffeine and stuff, it's still considered a soda, but it's almost considered an energy drink.
No, it is an energy drink. I don't care what the media tells you. Believe me, I know. I drink. That's mostly what I drink.
They also did a study on that, too, and it lowers your count.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I found out. I was watching this doctor or whatever in the show, and they said Mountain Dew has something in it that lowers your count. And so I was, like, shocked. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I drink this stuff all the time. So I cut off. I'm like, I'm not drinking this no more.
Yeah.
Lowers what count?
Mountain Dew lowers your count.
What
count?
Your sperm count.
Oh. I don't care.
Neither do I. Just as long as I can get off and my boyfriend or whoever can get off with me, I'm fine. I mean, it doesn't really matter about your sperm count or anything. I mean, if your boyfriend, whatever he does with whatever comes out, if he's fine with it, then so be it. Who cares how much Mountain Dew you drink?
It's also bad for your heart, too.
Yeah.
Most sodas are.
Yeah.
But that's more of the physical dynamics of healing, which is...
It coincides with all your sexual, because without your physical, your sexual nature would not survive.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even be there.
Yeah. But the emotional healing that occurs and spiritual healing, I've known people that have gone through extensive trauma, and through sex therapy have been able to heal from that. Mm-hmm. I know I've gone through a lot of healing, and I had a lot of trauma growing up. My father was a minister. At one point, the bishop came and performed exorcism on me.
I'm not possessed. I'm gay. There's a difference.
Well, actually, I wasn't gay. I was bi, but...
Whatever. I'm not possessed.
But he didn't even know that back then. I think he suspected.
Most
that it was
parents
in denial.
Don't really know until you actually come out and tell them. Then they're like, "Oh, that's why such and such happened." Oh,
they got that weird feeling. Because when I was young, before I told them, they said we kind of had a feeling you were.
That's what my dad said when I came out and told him. He's like, "I'm not surprised."
Yeah,
I was like, "What? Your parents can really tell what you are."
But the other side of it is the sense of being connected with another person.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something to be said on that note that really brings about that spiritual healing. Another subject that I haven't touched on yet, one of the forms of sexuality I practice is sex with nature. And
what's that?
Climbing a tree naked.
If I did that in my neighborhood, I'd be arrested.
No, this is on pagan campgrounds.
Okay.
Or going to the beach and taking off a skimpy swimsuit and riding the wave, body surfing your way to orgasm.
Closest thing I've done to that is got naked while nobody was home and they were out of town and I just went into the pool.
Yeah, well, this is a whole different thing. When you ride body surf, you arch your back, you catch a wave, and the wave caresses your genitals very nicely.
The closest thing I've gotten to that is my church, when I was going, we used to go every summer to Lake of the Ozarks up in Missouri.
Yeah.
And there was a lake house there from somebody that owned it at the church. And we just went out there, and I still remember one time I jumped off the cliff. I went underwater. Mm-hmm. There was like 50 feet of water or so to where it was a high enough jump to where there was enough water and such. And I still remember before I got on the boat, because of such force I went down with, my swim trunks came off somehow.
Yeah.
And I still remember swimming with them, still wrapped around my ankles and everything, swimming back to the boat.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, I still remember the feelings vaguely, but still I remember them. It's like, it's so soothing for your body and creates such activity downstairs, so.
Yeah. And I've even had sex out in the woods under the moonlight.
I was wanted to do that.
Huh?
Well, I've done that in the park.
Yeah. And there's this deep connection with the earth and the plants and the air.
Especially while you're having sex, especially if both of you open your minds, not just to each other, but to nature around you.
Oh, I'm talking about doing it solo, just me with nature.
But if you do it with somebody else, that makes it a little bit more interesting. You can see through their thoughts, they can see through yours, and you're connected to everything around you to where it gives you more sensitivity.
Yeah. That's one way. But I have done it a lot with other people. But I'm talking about purely sex with nature, not with another person.
Yeah.
And through this process, it's that too can bring about a lot of sexual healing. Because there is no performance pressure when you're with nature.
Yeah.
Whereas with your when you're with the
another
partner,
person.
There's some always some sense of, well, I've got to perform here.
I've got to get it done.
Yeah.
Well, not if your relationship with that person in some form or fashion is just based off I love you for who you are whatnot.
True.
Then you don't have to perform. Mm-hmm. But if it's just a one-time thing, like it's a sex buddy or something like
just
that,
a,
then you have
a call.
To... Yeah, yeah, then you have to perform.
But, well, even with a good lover, there's always some degree of performance expectation.
I can't really say that with my current relationship.
Yeah, possibly not. But,
because mine
but
is more
for
of
a lot of people.
Mine is more of an equal coexistence with
yeah.
each other, so it's, there's no performance issues that I know about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there are, I hope you'll tell me.
When I say performance issues, I'm not talking about big, major issues.
No, I'm talking about, like, where you have to meet up to a certain measure.
I can just see him right now walking in here.
But I guess one of the things I'm saying, though, is with sex with nature, you know, you're just with nature. Nature doesn't expect anything from you.
No. Because we're humans. They were here before us, after all, probably.
Yeah. And so that's where there's this kind of pure sense of just being able to...
Relax.
Relax.
And connect with nature.
Connect with nature on a sexual level.
Yeah, on a sexual level. Not to mention, being connecting with a sexual level, you'll be able to connect it with many other levels through that one connecting point.
Uh-huh.
More likely feel more free of yourself mm-hmm. and stuff, and it also probably would help with the stress levels.
Yeah, and it kind of gets into this whole Zen mm-hmm. approach of connecting with all things, being part of, you know, we're not discrete, separate beings. We are in some ways connected with everything, and we are one with everything. Uh-huh. And so that's part of the sexual healing process, is being able to connect, being able to be a part, not being this island unto ourselves. And
with this discussion, I'm just surprised you're not doing nude radio tonight.
You talking about me, Jimmy?
Jimmy, you would love to see that.
He's just waiting.
Of course I would. Of course I would.
Especially from just two of us, you'd love to see it. The third one thrown
Jimmy.
In there would be more interesting.
Jimmy always loves to see me nude radio.
He loves it from anybody.
It is fun. It is fun.
Oh, yeah.
So give us a wrap up on all of this, honey.
Oh, yes. One of the things I discovered growing up was that, you know, we do live in this very sex negative culture.
Well, not necessarily sex negative.
Oh, it's sex negative. The culture, upbringing, the message.
Yeah.
The Hollywood mm-hmm. version of what beauty is.
Oh, yeah.
The
supermodel.
Sense of objectifying people, not really connecting with them, making mm-hmm. them sex objects instead of human beings with
feeling
a sexual body.
Mm-hmm.
All this is destructive.
Especially with all those sex advertisements, just to sell like a piece of candy.
Yeah, and all of a sudden sex becomes a commodity or something to be sold.
Or something just to have it, just for the sake of having it.
Or it's only for the beautiful people.
Yeah, or only, you know, you've got a
like
lot
the,
of...
Like the car commercials with those... Beautiful,
mm-hmm.
gorgeous body
mm-hmm.
women.
Yeah.
Like the Price is Right. Mm-hmm. The show.
Well,
ladies.
Also, we've got a lot of ageism. We've mm-hmm. got people with disabilities.
Like the disability and the ones that are over a certain mm-hmm. age in the gay community. It's like, you're dead. You don't exist. Excuse me? Get to know them. Have something you need.
And all of this is.
Like knowledge.
Very damaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very harmful. And so a big part of what I'm talking about here is reconnecting, healing, starting that healing process, because it devalues ourselves to live in a sex-negative culture.
Mm-hmm.
Sex becomes spiritual, all of a sudden we revalue ourselves.
Yeah.
We gain value, and we reclaim a part of ourselves that's been lost for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big part of what the sex positive environment and movement is all about, is bringing about spiritual, psychosexual healing. And with that,
okay,
I turn it back to you.
Thank you, Gigi. And I have an outgoing song for you.
All right.
For this segment, it's by Freddie Freeman, and it's called Free Man. And you're listening to it on After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on KPFT Houston.
Too many years have been wasted. Too many lies have been told. Too many tears have been tasted on my lips. Too many dreams have been sold. Starved of light in this room, craving the warmth of the sun, I dive naked into the joy of self-discovery. I am born. I'm a free man, loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less than a free man, free from shame. I claim my name is free man. I will always make mistakes. Those mistakes will be my own. I got habits I wish I could shake. That's okay, cause in time I will grow. I'm loving me, perfect in my imperfection. Proud of who I love and who I am. I'm aware that I am a contradiction. Shadows and light combined. I'm a free man, loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less than a free man, free from shame. I claim my name is free. Free.
Freddie Freeman with Freeman. In case you don't know his last name.
Hope.
All right. Let's see. We got a... thank you for doing that right into the microphone.
Huh?
That cough right into the microphone. It's so wonderful.
I'm sorry.
Got an a letter in from Jesse, one of our MBBs.
Hey, Jesse.
He's a fan of the show. Hit a couple of questions there. He's about to get out, and he's trying to find websites to find single, gay, transgenders. You know, basically, you could just type in when you get out on the net, you know, transgendered Houston, you know, Craigslist. You can, you know, all sorts of different personal websites you can find.
What about bigger city?
And there's only maybe two transgendered on that website.
And there's lots on gay.com also.
Gay.com.
Yeah. Gay Watch.
I mean, there's plenty of different places where you can find it. It's just, you know.
Gay.com is probably the easier of them all to remember, though.
Yeah, gay.com. And we've got some questions for Melissa from T-Talk, and we'll pass that letter on to the T-Talk gang.
Well, they probably would know where to look.
They would probably help on that. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of interesting little stories here.
Yay.
You know, we're talking about prom with the Hatch Group in here. So we've got out of Racine, Wisconsin. Washington Park High School administration has told an openly gay student that he cannot go after the title of prom queen after classmates nominated him. If a guy can win Miss Legs and a girl can win Mr. Physique, how's it different from me being nominated for prom queen? Said Uriel Gomez.
Hmm.
After Gomez's classmates chose him to be on the ballot for prom queen, he was told he could not go after the title. Gomez says he never planned for this and was prepared to give it up once he was shot down by school administrations. However, he's been encouraged by his peers, who believe the school's actions are not fair.
I actually saw that story. That was quite interesting. Mm. I mean, it's not like he actually sat there and put himself on the ballot, as all of his peers wanted him to run for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I don't see where school officials have a problem with that. If the rest of the student body wants that, then what's the big deal?
There's no rule saying that a guy can't go for prom queen, and there's no rule saying a girl can't go for prom king.
Well, you know, there could be somewhere in there, well, like the school handbook or
technically,
something.
Technically, yes. I mean, I can see it from the school's point of view where prom king should be a guy, prom queen should be a girl. But if certain circumstances were to allow themselves, like, I don't know, his classmates say actually nominating him,
mm-hmm.
and various other things, you know, the school shouldn't have a problem with it. My prom was not terribly long ago, and I was contemplating running for prom queen, except to me that really wouldn't have felt right, because I am a guy. I've never tried to pass myself off as a woman. I've never said that I am. And
but it is a lovely dress you're wearing today.
Sarong. Everyone wears sarongs in certain cultures.
Well, Merlin's got one on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like...
Yeah, his Mikey. Isn't tied around his waist like mine. No.
Mine's a little bit... No, the one he's wearing is his. It is now.
That's a difference.
I did not let him borrow that. That's his now.
Because he knows he's not getting a sarong back.
Yeah, no.
Not from me anyway.
Yeah, but the difference is, you know, Merlin, you're wearing pants under yours.
True. Yeah. Yeah, the sarong. Yes.
I'm wearing
the gayest pants on the planet at the moment.
A very good point, Chris.
No. But, since we're talking about this whole... I am kind of wearing this sarong in sort of Indira Gandhi fashion here.
But you do it very well.
But I'm still a guy. Right. Now, when I was
Now, I grant you, prom was a lot longer ago for me than it was for Mike.
Are you millennia now?
You know,
a little bit longer than mine, but I understand what you're
Let's
saying.
Let's just say Reagan was still in office when I...
Really?
When I had my last prom.
Damn.
That's old.
I was thinking Jimmy Carter.
But I remember vividly the, you know, desperately wanting to, you know, invite a guy to the prom. Mm-hmm. Even back then. You
I
know?
Skipped mine.
I my balance is, I think it's... Unless you're a transgendered person,
that's what
perhaps,
I was gonna
say. I think I could understand that on some level. I would still, if I had wanted to go for one of those titles, I still would have gone for prom king.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? I mean, I think I tend on not, you know, I don't mean to down any member of our community, but I do think tend to think that some people are just trying to make a point when they shoot for the other title.
Well, you know, he wasn't running for it. His classmates nominated him. His classmates are telling him, you know, you should run more on that.
Exactly. True.
Unlike how we would have felt back then, let's stay in high school now and go to Memphis, where Principal Daphne Beasley of the Hollis F. Price Middle College High School in South Memphis outed gay students who were in a relationship to their parents and to other students at the school via a publicly posted list of students who were involved romantically.
Oops.
As a result of Beasley's actions, the gay students have been the target of verbal harassment and even discrimination from teachers.
Nice. That's breach of confidentiality.
No, that's not.
Well, what it is,
did he post a list of all the heterosexual couples?
Yes. What it was is the principal was tired of public displays of affection in the school. So what she did is she contacted the parents who of the students who were, you know, making out in the halls and say, so-and-so, what, you know, your child was...
doing this in the hallway.
Was doing the naughty, but, you know, shouldn't really have had to go and say, well, by the way, Johnny was kissing Billy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of it. And then also there's a, you know, the students are claiming that she also posted a list in the hallway of these couples, both straight and gay, who were, you know, making out in the halls, and, so, I mean, they're talking about violation of constitutional rights and equal protection and freedom, express association, due process, and privacy. You know, but calling.
They weren't making out privately. Why did they think that it was going to stay private?
Well, you know, the principal calling up, you know.
I think it's one thing for the principal to call parents,
it's another thing entirely to
put the list out there for an entire student body to.
Well, but that's my point, is that the entire student body, if they're making out in the hallways and having public displays of affection, everyone's already seeing it everywhere.
Yeah. It could be happening.
I was making out with my boyfriend in the halls, and they got really upset. But I just pointed about 6 feet over to a group of friends of mine, which had a heterosexual couple, and they kind of huffed and puffed for about 2 seconds and walked away because they couldn't do much about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but usually they'll do it in between classes when they're not being seen a lot of times.
You're going to be seen in the hallway.
Yeah. In the hallway, you're going to be seen.
I mean, when I was in high school, there was like 50 kids like in the hallway. You know, there's like many kids, many people.
And it's like you can't miss somebody out in a corner of the
hallway. Especially a guy and a guy, you know.
Yeah. Roy,
everybody's going to see that.
Roy wanted to pop in.
Yeah, I just want to say that the U.S. courts have ruled on similar type of cases. There is no expectation of privacy at all in a public place.
Well, not just that. You know, students lose their rights as soon as they cross the threshold into a school.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, but
and students do not have constitutional rights. It is not a democracy in the school. It is a dictatorship, like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I got outed by the dean of students of my high school. Felt the desire to out me to my parents. I was not real happy about that.
Apparently what this was is the high school campus is the high school is on a college campus. And so some of the staff, you know, some of our student couples were involved in explicit sexual behavior in public view on the college campus. In light of this information, the staff and principal made several general announcements to the student body that this behavior would not be tolerated. This is a statement from the school board. Regrettably, the improper behavior continued. Therefore, the principal felt it appropriate to notify the parents of those children she knew to be involved romantically. This was done in an effort to gain the support of the parents and reinforcing the message that such behavior is in violation of Memphis City School's Students' Code of Conduct. The principal did not list any information other than students' names on her personal call list, and she certainly did not specify the sexual orientation of any student. Additionally, the list was never posted publicly anywhere at the school. Is what their official statement is. And the ACLU is involved in this. They're taking the case on to furthering that. So, be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, how often does the ACLU get involved in these kind of things? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll go after anything that sounds remotely like a violation of somebody's civil liberties.
Well, that's what they're for, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go into the sporting world here. Come on.
Sports?
Oh.
Yay.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Christian.
Okay, where's that at?
Ronaldo, he is the... is a soccer player for the Brazil national team and also AC Milan. He's considered the greatest soccer player currently playing in the world. And
the modern day Pele.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was questioned by police after an altercation with transvestites in a Rio de Janeiro motel. Ronaldo accused the transvestites of trying to extort him. The police are still investigating what happened, but the police inspector said the altercation began when Ronaldo was found out he was dealing with transvestites instead of women. The inspector told Ronaldo admitted that he knew they were prostitutes when he met them, but didn't realize they were transvestites until they got to the hotel.
And then it was so much funner.
Apparently, he can only handle balls on the soccer pitch. He admitted to everything. Wow. He wanted to have fun, but he committed no crime after all. It was immoral at best. Prostitution is not illegal in Brazil. Ronaldo told police he offered to pay the transvestites.
Why do people in Brazil are usually so happy?
So when are we going to Brazil, everybody?
There's no tension there.
After you get the Brazilian wax.
Ooh, no. That could take a while.
That would close down Crayola using all the wax. The striker told the... Ronald told the police that he offered to pay the transvice anyway, but before he left, one of them allegedly asked for another $32,000 to hide the story from the media.
Oh, there we go.
They believe Ronaldo's version because the transvestite decided to leave the police station before being fully questioned by authorities. The transvestite also accused him of asking him to buy drugs.
Yeah, it sounds a little shady when they don't want to stick around to press charges on anything.
Well, you know, the transvestites had no crime there except, you know, saying that he tried to buy drugs. But again, this is another one of those stories of, you know, he's the best soccer player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's also one of the most attractive soccer players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his home country. What the hell is he having to do to pay for it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Pele can still get a Hummer down in Brazil. And his career's been
dead for 40 years now.
I don't have the picture. That's right. I pulled it off of Drudge Report. That is picture.
I mean, what's the world coming for you to when you're a famous person and you're in your own country and you still can't get a free...
He helped win two...
Free nookie.
Two World Cup trophies for Brazil.
You're famous anyway, anywhere. Why are you having to pay for it?
Well, famous people pay for it.
Now, here's the bad part about this. His little dalliance has cost him now $4 million.
Whoa!
Ouch. That ain't the bad part about it.
Ooh, there's more.
There's more. What this $4.8 million, because one of his endorsement deals has been canceled now.
Oh, oops.
Because they had kind of a morality clause in it. Well, according to reports in Brazil, Nike is reviewing the lifetime endorsement deal they made with him for $100 million.
Ouch. That's going to sting.
That's one hell of a Hummer.
Or non-Hummer.
There's even conflicting reports.
Just for the record, this is Brazil, the land of Carnival and all of that, right?
He's a national hero. He couldn't get it for free, and he had to pick up three transgendered...
That's also the place where 90% of Christian Bjorn movies have ever been made.
Yes. You got that one right.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, so let's see if I can...
Of course, those are pretty good, too.
Yeah, I'm not into that much muscle.
Unfortunately, Tola Road is... growing up. No, it's the website I use for several of our stories. Oh, I went too far. This is the last time you heard me say that. Oh, my God, I admit it. I went too far, Jimmy.
And Jimmy just keeps on walking. He's like...
Jimmy's like, he's going to take that one and mark it on the calendar.
Well, there is a calendar behind Chris.
Let's see what's another little cute
thank you,
story.
Captain Obvious.
Let's mark this one down like a day in infamy.
Well, you never know.
Former gay UK.
Ooh, hi.
Winner back in 93 is a murderer and possibly a cannibal.
Yeah. Oh.
Yummy.
Always good to eat the meat.
He was Mr. Gay UK back in 93.
Oops.
And was arrested after advertising executive Damon Oldfield's body was found at his home full of stab wounds. The police said they found human flesh diced as though for cooking. Officers are now having to consider the possibility that the killer had eaten some of the flesh. They were alerted after a man covered in blood, wearing a white nightgown and slippers, went into a nearby kebab shop.
Okay.
This is just getting odder and odder.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, just for the record, gay beauty contests have always been a man-eat-man world.
Yeah.
Somebody just took it to the next level.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You know, I'll admit to having a few weird fetishes.
That ain't it. That ain't one of them.
Hey,
that's nasty.
I have always said how much I admire Jeffrey Dahmer. He always he had cute guys come over for dinner and they stayed the night. In the fridge. Yeah. There's this one... It doesn't make much sense on the radio, so I can't play it. You've got to go to this YouTube site. Do Anderson Cooper and Bears, and you should be able to get it up here. Somebody took a Anderson Cooper report on some bear. I don't know if it was Knut.
Oh, I see
there.
That.
And instead of... So they have Anderson Cooper talking about bears, and here they have two chubby furry guys in a kiddie pool.
I wanted a clarification on the word bear.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Goodness. There you go.
As in the bears at bear.
I could just imagine that. That'd be funny.
And so
it really is funny. I've watched it before.
Anderson Cooper has at least one thing in common with a polar bear. Hairstyle. Hello. Hair color.
I know it's on YouTube.
It is. And by next Friday, I will have that hair color.
Yeah.
So, it's a cute little thing there. You have to watch it to appreciate it. It's something that I can do on the air here.
I'm still waiting for the official, coming out of Anderson Cooper meets the coming out of Clay Aiken,
Who cares about Clay Aiken now? He's not that cute anyway.
Especially lately, yeah.
Yeah, well,
But
he'd stop doing
list on American Idol. So
ooh. Oh my God! So was Willie Mahong.
Okay, there was a Sam
actually,
somebody or other who was a...
did come out in one magazine article, and he said he was only going to do it, he was only going to talk about it once.
And that was it.
And that was it. So he really is officially out.
Yay.
Oh, more sporting news, another possible gay athlete.
Woo-hoo!
Yay. They're not confirming it.
But they're not denying.
War Emblem.
Ooh.
The 2002 Kentucky Derby winner. It's a horse.
Yeah.
Rumors have been around for years
a horse
that,
of a whole other color.
That War Emblem may have disinterest
pink
in mares. They have concluded that he has finicky tastes, but they won't say that he's gay. He's isolated from the other studs at the Shadell Stallion Station.
I wonder
that even sounds like a gay bar.
I wonder if it's that gay tattooed on its rear flank.
the rainbow triangle bar? Thing
yeah.
happening.
That one, too.
Yeah.
I think it borrowed Merlin's pants.
There you go.
They have him isolated from the other studs in the hope that he will feel safe and more confident in his sexuality. Mares surround him in an effort to revive a long-dormant libido. In nearly 5.5 years of contact with hundreds of mares, War Emblem, now 9, has managed only to mate with 70 of them, which is half of most stallions' yearly output.
And a tenth of most of Houston's.
You know, it was my thinking that on horses as valuable as that, they don't actually copulate. It's artificial insemination.
Mostly, yes.
Yeah. Dirty jobs if you want to find out how they do that.
Well, you can see the
spin. I know how they do that.
Or jackass, too.
We've seen that before. Let's not do it again.
I've seen that visual. I don't know.
I've seen that visual.
You know, that picture they have here explains why he's having trouble getting colts there. See, there's a saddle on that.
It's pink.
No, it's not the saddle part there. It's, you know, he's not doing a bareback.
He's wearing a condom. That must be a really big condom.
Oh, my.
Anytime I can make Jimmy put his
head
down.
Just
Chris, right. That was just over the top, man.
Yeah.
You know, we just... I keep reminding people, you know, human beings are a part of the animal kingdom. I don't know why we're any more shocked that human beings go there with people of the same sex. Animals have been doing it for millennia.
And we like it.
And we... And exactly.
And again, and again, and again.
That's like, oh my God.
We're the only members of the animal kingdom that have come up with morality clauses for our sexuality, you know. Uptight morality nonsense for...
Let's see if they got any actual interesting thing on here. Logo is announcing an awards program.
Another damn awards program.
Just what they need.
Oh my God. I have to watch it.
The new Now Let's Next not. Awards, a multi-platform awards event focusing on the new and up-and-coming... And covering a range of categories from internet, film, television, and music.
Internet, film?
Up and coming.
That's a dangerous category.
Well, internet, comma, film.
I was in an internet film once, but that's another...
That's what I mean.
And I kept my clothes
okay,
on.
So, oh, here's,
oh, did
I
you?
I bet you did.
Okay, let's see. Real quick, here are some of the categories. Brink of Fame actor, Candace Kane... Don't know who that is. Cheyenne Jackson, Ellen Page, John Barrowman, and Michelle Paradise.
Haven't a clue, but they all sound like porn stars.
The OMFG Internet Award, Fail Blog, I'm Effin' Ben Affleck from the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and Planet Unicorn.
If you haven't seen it, look it up.
Planet Unicorn? What?
I have no idea.
Planet Unicorn was one of the films they did in the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival last year.
Best show you're not watching, Bad Girls.
Oh, that's good.
Greek, Family Mad Men, the Sarah Silverman program.
Oh, I love her.
And Torchwood.
Ooh, Torchwood.
That sounds like a porn.
He's so pretty and he's bad.
Yeah. I love Sarah.
Most Guiltiest Pleasure, Three Way, A Shot at Love with Tia Tequila, Dante's Cove, Janice Dickinson's Modeling Agency, and Xanadu.
Tila,
oh my God! Didn't Xanadu come out like 1980, like 28 years ago?
Most addictive reality star.
That you know exactly when that came
out. I know.
Christian Siriano from
Siriano
from Project Runway. Heidi and Spencer from The Hill.
Oh please!
Jackie Warner from Workout. New York from I Love New York, and Ronnie from Make Me a Supermodel.
Yay.
The totally most rad, sickest blog ever, Delisted, Dorothy Surrenders, Queerty, and Tolero.com, which is what we use for our stuff here. We'll go in some of the other stuff later because we're getting close to the end of the show.
It's getting near time.
It's time for
guys next week.
And,
much love.
So everybody else.
This is right here in the house.
It's time now for your PSAs.
Bye, see y'all next week.
Saturday, May 10th, Allen Parkway becomes a concrete canvas filled with over 250 mobile masterpieces at the 21st Annual Houston Art Card Parade, presented by the Orange Show Center for Visionary Art. It's a day to celebrate the artists and everyone, and best of all, it's free. The parade rolls at 1 p.m. from the starting line at Taft Street, and KPFT will be there with live parade commentary. Watch these works of art on wheels create a kaleidoscope of colors that stretches 3 miles long. Afterwards, follow us to the Party on the Green, the official awards ceremony and after party at Houston's newest downtown destination, Discovery Green. For more information, call 713-926-6368 or visit orangeshow.org for a full schedule of events. This is 90.1 KPFT Houston. Have you ever wanted to discover what KPFT is like during its most energetic moments? Now's your chance. Starting May 12th, KPFT kicks off its Spring Pledge Drive, and we need your help to make it a success. You can put your spare dime to use by volunteering to answer phones during the drive. Our phone volunteer trainings are Saturday, May 3rd, 12 to 1 p.m., and Wednesday, May 7th.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.